tomorrow's news today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Now 103 days into the Iran war, and Trump says we're back at war with them. Striking all of Iran, blowing up civilian water supplies as promised, and Iran pledges to strike back across the Middle East. Meanwhile, the media is giving more coverage to the UFC event coming up next week and to the stupid ballroom. But the big story is the beheading footage, or the attempted beheading footage for this Sudanese Islamic invader is slicing this man's neck and face up like Swiss cheese. And the man is still in critical condition, reportedly put his eyes out. And now he learned of more hammer and knife attacks with other people's faces bashed in and sliced up. And lots of more raping and killing in Ireland and the UK wide. There's people are uprising in the UK wide, England, Northern Ireland, Southern Ireland, and of course in Scotland. But the main epicenter is now Northern Ireland, Belfast, and dozens of migrants' centers burned to the ground. Hundreds of their council homes attacked, burned to the ground. The Islamics have responded by coming out and lining up to get in street fights with the Irish. They're getting beat to hell. Not the Irish aren't exactly pussies. So they finally run into people that are going to fight back. It's not going too well for the invaders. You have to remember, the UN brings in military-age men of the lowest IQ from the most dangerous countries who've been dumped out of the prisons and things. So I want to be clear, there are actually some nice people in Africa. I've run into it. I know a lot of them. But they have businesses and are doctors and farmers and run things. They are dumping, the UN is, the literal detritus of Africa and the Middle East into Europe. And it is bad, bad, bad. You have to understand, in these super poor areas of North Africa, down into Central Africa, for the lower classes, it's like fifth world. It's not third world, fourth world. It's fifth world, caveman, where the poor people just fight and die and literally live by the blade and just constantly kill each other. They have cannibalism in those areas of Africa, all sorts of crazy witch doctor stuff. You've got people that grew up on the lowest nutrition possible, which makes the brain much smaller. That's why those IQs in those areas are statistically much lower. It's because of massive malnutrition. You now see IQs dropping across the board, black, white, Hispanic here in the West, because of the baby formula being two-thirds corn syrup. So the same effect is happening, and it's just absolutely nightmarish. But the Iran thing's big, and Trump, again, goes through this pattern. He wants an off-ramp, but Iran holds the cards. But I've pointed out they are being belligerent and miscalculating, and other top analysts have agreed. We've got some of that coming up. But I'm not going to do Iran until next hour. We usually cover it up front. It sucks all the oxygen out of the room. What's happening with the UN replacement migration and the invasion of Western Europe, the attempted invasion of Eastern Europe, the invasion run by the government in the UK, Canada, and under Biden here, is all centralized. So anything you see happening in France, Australia, same thing here. It's the same NGOs, same globalists, same plan. They're just 5 years ahead of us. So, A, we should have solidarity with the Europeans and anybody else being invaded. But we should also understand we need to study this and fight this, because this is exactly what we are up against. And the media is literally in England, Scotland, and Ireland. I've got the clip saying, we need an internet ID and to ban anyone showing the beheadings and rapes and murders. The problem is people being able to see this. We must cover it up. Keir Starmer is calling for spyware on all phones and a national internet ID. That's what they want here as well. We'll cover it all straight ahead. Massive transmission on this Wednesday, June 10th. Stay with us and share the live feeds at Relox Jones on X and Rumble. Stay with us.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app. Go to AlexJonesApp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight. AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Is breaking loose in Northern Ireland, centered in around Belfast. The government has brought in over a million illegal aliens, 90+% military-aged men. None of them have jobs. They come from the most dangerous areas in Africa, and they just rape, rob, steal, and kill all day long. And then when you see all these different videos, you'll notice that now, in many cases, the majority of the police don't even speak English and are Arabic and African. And they're taking Irish people's farms away. And so now, after this attempted beheading video came out 2 days ago, and when I saw it, I said, okay, that's it. This is going to trigger them. Because there's been so many murders and killings and things very similar to that. That the image of this Sudanese Muslim squatting on top of a Irish man, slicing his face open with a box cutter, just reportedly cut his eyes out, slit his throat, just cuts all over his face. And then photos got released and people pointed out, oh no, that's not him. That's another guy this week that the illegal aliens beat with hammers and knives with all the cuts all over his face. So we'll put that from Real Alex Jones on X up on screen. I mean, just so many attempted beheadings and so many stabbings and murders. You can't even keep track of it. And there's more stabbings all over the UK by the illegal aliens, more all over France, Germany, Sweden. I mean, just dozens a day, pushing people in front of trains, mass rape, stabbing babies at parks. This is what goes on. Because they are literally taking the worst of the worst criminals, military-age men out of the Middle East and Africa, and dumping them in Europe, dumping them in the UK. And they know exactly what they're doing. And then the police own guidelines. They say a crime against a non-white is more important than a white. And you will absolutely not believe anything a white person says. That's why you can be stabbed, bleeding to death. And they say, sorry, we're not helping you. The guy said you're a racist. Now it's been confirmed. I saw this yesterday, but didn't run it, but now it's been confirmed in the local news that, the guy that got attempted beheading, who's fighting for his life right now. We have his name now. He and his mother helped the two African Muslims. First, he said Somali. It's confirmed Sudanese now, Sudan. They've been given a two-bedroom apartment in their building. They were helping them get furniture, having them into their house. And then both men, the first part's not caught on video, attacked this guy because he didn't give them everything they wanted. And then sliced him all up. Trying to cut his head off with a box cutter. So that's what we're talking about. He's now in a coma after unprovoked attack, reportedly cut his eyes out, everything. And so people are done. Now, again, they have built hundreds of thousands. I've shown you these newscasts, and they announce how great it is. Oh, look, we've built all these new free council houses, beautiful little cottages, you name it. Four are the migrant friends, many of which come there totally illegally, arriving, being flown in by NGOs, coming in on the rubber boats. And They then give them free houses and then huge amounts of welfare. In fact, I meant to get to that yesterday. It's just a microcosm. It's the same all over the world. In Massachusetts, in fact, guys, reprint that. It was a newscast, an article about it. They give $4,000 a month per illegal alien, free housing, free health care, and a bunch of other free stuff. I couldn't even believe it. And $30,000 a year for housing. Now that's Massachusetts. California's doing it. They're all doing it as an incentive to get to the West and to get all the freebies. But before they're brought in for 3 to 6 months, the military-age men, we show you the boats coming in, no women. When I say 90% men, it's like 98% men. They are brainwashed at the UN centers before they get here that whites are evil, you're owed everything, you're conquering, you're going to get all these women, you're going to get all this power. That's why you see the ones that can speak English say, I am here for the pussy, the white pussy. I'm going to play a bunch of clips I can. We played it before, but there's new ones every day. I am here to conquer you. I am here for the white pussy. I'm sorry to talk like that, but that's what they say. And no jobs, no nothing. They just stand around. And a lot of them come from gangs. And, I mean, show this B-roll you're showing right now. Just back that up and show that again for TV viewers. I mean, this is what's going on, folks. And this is replacement migration, the official UN plan. So this brutal beheading footage we're going to show you, viewer discretion advised, is again a man with a box cutter celebrating and screaming that he's conquering everybody while he slices this guy to pieces slowly like Freddy Krueger. And it's just standard operating procedure, and it's now been confirmed what the neighbors said yesterday. Indeed, this Irish guy was basically a liberal and was, you know, has that thing, that self-guilt thing. What the Irish ever did to anybody? Never were colonial, never had slaves, never did jack crap. On average, been persecuted more historically than any African. I mean, they've had it really rough for 500 years with the British. And now they're under full invasion. And I've got all the different political leaders. They're talking about, it will not be tolerated. You will accept this. So here is the shocking attempted beheading that triggered this uprising. And as I said yesterday, the war for the West has begun. Here it is.
Daddy, stop killing him. Hurry up.
Dad, he's completely dead.
Yeah, you're not.
No, he's not.
Dad, I don't understand. Don't
go. Rob. Yo.
He's cutting his head off.
Where's the cops? There's a cops. Back off, back off, back off.
Quick!
Now, the Irish were very restrained. They use like a road sign, those little road divider things it looks like, to hit the Islamic 3-4 times in the head and let him run off. If I was watching somebody, if I was watching a white guy for no reason carve up some black dude, I would not have let him get away. I'm not saying I'd do better, but I would certainly try. But they were very restrained. You hear the woman say, okay, that's enough, and then they stop. That's enough? I'd have that guy's head bouncing off the concrete for sure and eating my boot. But now the UK is saying we're going to arrest anybody Starmer is. Anyone showing this footage will be imprisoned. We'll soon have our internet ID in place, and none of you will be allowed to do anything. I have it announced right here. So then I've got Irish TV, Scottish TV, and English TV all saying the same thing. The main mission is stopping this evil video being shown, not the attack. None of them will decry it. They won't take a knee for all people getting killed and murdered because they're not black. It is open season, and people are awake. So here's the neighbors of the Belfast man who was nearly beheaded by an African invader, Stephen, if I pronounce it right, Ogilvie, was helping the same man who attacked him, is a next-door neighbor just 4 days before the attack. They just moved in the last week. Two Sudanese, and it's now been confirmed by local papers that, indeed, what the neighbors said yesterday is true. These are their neighbors. They rolled out a red carpet to these guys. And I've got examples here in France and other areas where they brought one of these Islamics in to work at the church, the famous cathedral, so he burns it down. They let him out of jail a week after he burns down the cathedral. The head priest lets him move in with him, and then he killed him. I have the newscast on that. This is suicidal empathy, folks. This is beyond dodo birds. I mean, dodo birds just had no instincts, would let you come up and kill them and eat them and let you take their eggs. No. These are like dodo birds that run up and show their neck and want you to slit their throat. So you have to understand how barbarous many areas of Africa and the Middle East are. But the most barbarous, these are fifth world, beyond Stone Age. And they are literally bringing people that can barely talk, have super low IQs, grew up in total malnutrition in murderous slums, and just dumping them off. And all they know how to do is go around and forage and conk people over the head. And I've got all the footage of them just grabbing women, dragging them off, and trying to rape them or raping them, running around in parks. The favorite thing is just stabbing babies. It's just, I need to stab a white baby. Stab, stab. You want to see 50 videos of babies being stabbed? I'll show them to you. I have a stack here of over 300 videos of just the last few days that I haven't even aired much of these because it would be the entire show every day to show the new ones. And then, if you literally have a British flag out, they come and arrest you saying that made the Muslims mad. I have a bunch of new videos of that. In Germany, an AfD elected official hung from their office a German flag and the police came. Because a German flag, you can't show a German flag. I mean, please, that's evil. So this is total slave training. So here is the neighbor of the man that is in a coma. Lost so much blood, poorly eyes cut out, you name it. And this has now been confirmed. And then I'm going to dovetail it with just one of the newscasts out of Ireland where they're nothing about the victims, nothing about all the rapes and murders, nothing about the crime rate exploding, nothing about all these illegals getting everything free. But we must find a way with the AI to censor everybody, and don't worry, Keir Starmer has a plan. The problem is you know this is happening, not that it's happening. Here are the clips.
That was attacked. She says she used to babysit for him when he was younger. He's special needs, and he's hard of hearing.
Yeah.
And she said,
disabled.
Well, she said that she knows the family well, and she used to mention, and she said that wee lad has been living there, that young man, well, he's 47, she said, he's been living there for about 2 years. And she said, them foreigners that moved in only moved in like 4 days ago.
Right.
And he was doing everything to help them out when they moved in. And it's not just one. There was two of them jumped him. But right. The news hasn't given it out yet. The two of them moved into the flat.
Wow.
And one of them was the one that was arrested. The other one hasn't been mentioned anywhere in the news yet.
But he was involved in the attack, allegedly.
This is what she said. This is why up in Rathcoole they're going ballistic because the wee lad originally came from Rathcoole and apparently he did everything to help them.
And do you think the authorities are trying to cover that kind of thing up, that there was a second?
They're trying to blanket everything that's gone on today.
And the lad who was attacked was actually trying to help them move in?
He was helping them for the last couple of days.
He's
really kind, thoughtful wee lad, kind-hearted. That's what she said. She says, Margaret, he's the type of man. He would have done anything for anybody. She says, so he has been going out of his way to help him. Now, the reports we're hearing now is his nose has been cut, his eyes out, and he's blind in the other. That he can't hear anybody's hard to hear him. What life has he got when he comes out of intensive care?
I welcome the minister saying that politicians need to be careful, because all I hear from the government benches is dog whistles constantly, where they scapegoat migrants for their own failures, and they're doing it more and more and more, and it is clear pathway that this government has chosen to go down. And I, you know, that for me, I think, you know, tonight, what those scenes we're seeing, we have to ask ourselves as a society how this is happening, and we have to ask all of us on an individual basis need to ask how we are either contributing to this or fixing it.
Mary?
I think the arguments have been coming from government for some time now that, you know, technological advancements are happening so quickly that they are now playing catch up policy wise. But, you know, as was pointed out, it's a year to the day since Ballymena. I mean, have been going on for a long enough time that it sort of beggars belief that a video of that nature was allowed to be circulated for hours and hours on end this morning without any consequences or with any of those companies that are regulated here in Ireland being called up on it.
Okay, just very briefly, dog whistling from the government benches.
So you have the corporate media that almost no one watches and almost everybody hates. And it's the exact same script. I've got British, Welsh, and Scottish clips saying the same thing. We need censorship. We need it right now. Nothing about the murder, nothing about the death, nothing about the maimings, nothing about all of it. It's insane. Here's some just B-roll, clip 37, of the organized invasion of the UK. It's the same everywhere. They fly on planes. They come in on boats. They're then offloaded, 4-star hotels, 3 meals a day. Bed turndown service from all over the world, from Africa, from India, from the Middle East, just pouring in. And I have newscasts. I have all the clips of them saying, if you criticize any of this, you should be put in jail. They do put you in jail. And I have countless new videos of them just grabbing white women when they come out of their house or out of a bar and dragging them away. And the police won't respond because that would be racist. And then I have the Muslims saying, new clips, we are allowed to rape white women because they're not Muslims. They deserve it. And their Muslim wives saying, yes, I love it. My husband rapes them. My husband has white sex slaves. We make money off of it. They deserve it. And I have Palestinian TV, their official news, saying it. And some will say, well, wait a minute. Then you're for Israel. No, Israel's doing stuff that's wrong and dragging us into a war. And I don't like Israel running our government. And I can also not like the Islamic takeovers. You understand? It's like, I don't like arsenic and I don't like cyanide. I don't like gonorrhea and I don't like syphilis. You're supposed to like pick a side. How about we just quarantine the whole Middle East? It's cursed. You go have your hellhole. You guys all go kill each other. I'm not involved. Don't you prepare the national draft for us for your wars. No. No, absolutely not. Everybody wants to get into the West because it has been the superior culture for liberty and freedom and justice. And if people want to be well vetted and get on board with the West and they want to adopt it and they've got skills, I'm actually, you know, more of a classical liberal when it comes to that. But we've got enough people here now. We need to kick the bad ones out. We need to get our sovereignty back. We need a total moratorium on any immigration to the West unless you're truly a persecuted group. You got to prove it. And Trump's letting in the South African farmers. They're murdering them. They go, oh, he's letting in whites. Yeah, for many years, no whites were allowed to get that. I'm all for it. But quite frankly, some of these Christians being murdered in places like Nigeria, I think we should look at that. But the point is that Christians are under attack. The only other group under more attack is whites, period, because it's a green light from the ADL and its counterparts, B'nai B'rith around the world, that is anti-Western, anti-white. They see us as Titus in Rome, and that they say it, all their top rabbis, that we deserve this because we were bad to them in 70 AD, as if what some Romans did has something to do with me. I mean, it's just cuckoo town. But talk about having a long grudge. The average white person can't tell you who their great-grandfather or mother was, but the big slice of the Israel lobby is like, we're going to get the West because what you did at the Second Temple, bitch. And then all of this, before I get more of these clips, dovetails with the Carmelo Anthony verdict. Clearly killed the young high schooler in cold blood. And the media has totally brainwashed so many people that we have all these really whacked out black people running around saying we're going to kill whites over this, and then footage of just randomly going around and beating up white people and saying you deserve this because of the Carmelo Anthony verdict. And this guy's like a homeless guy. When one of the videos on the side of the road, he goes, I don't even know who that is. And the black guy that punches him in the face says, well, I bet you're a juror in Florida. Imagine you're a black guy in Florida and you see some old guy on the side of the street. So you ride up on your bike and punch him in the face because of Carmelo Anthony, and the old guy doesn't even know who the hell you're talking about. Yeah, some like a homeless guy. Yeah, that's your ruler. That's your master. But I've never seen such ignorance as these videos out of North Dallas. I mean, and then all these crazy black people are fighting with each other. You can't understand a word they're saying. That's all coming up. But meanwhile, I bet you most of those black people took all the COVID shots. They're not worried about Bill Gates and the New World Order. They don't know what that is. They just literally think that there's all these average white people out to get them. And they're projecting their own anger about their own lives onto that. It is so sad. But you watch the corporate media, the white newscasters, we're outraged. He was innocent. Oh, my God, there's going to be an uprising. This is George Floyd. So a white guy gets killed, and the black guy is going to go to jail. I mean, if there was some white guy who went and stabbed some black guy and he got 20-something years in prison, I wouldn't even pay attention to it. Oh, a white person's going to jail for killing a black person. I'm going to go riot. What the hell does that even mean? But that is the mindlessness of this. We're going to get to that as well. But I'm going to get into the UK, particularly Belfast, and what's happening there and what comes next as the uprising is on. Incredible clips coming up. And I've mentioned a lot of these. I'm going to get to some of these because I literally have hundreds of these. It is just insane. It's all coming up. Briefly, I want to show you guys the B-roll of this because it's amazing. I'm so excited on so many fronts, okay? I'm just going to tell you how my thinking works here. I told Bigley, our big sponsor, that finances and 90% of what we're doing here at the Alex Jones Network, how we're going to hire more hosts, more reporters, get back to where we were even bigger. And I told them 2 years ago when they came in, I said, you got to get the highest rated gravity-fed filters, the best stainless steel. A lot of these companies that are even the tops could be made better. You could have better stainless steel, better filters. I want you to go next level. It took them 2 years. It came in the most beautiful, highest rated stainless steel, the filters highest rated, non-detectable, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of forever chemicals, the atrazine, all of it, the glyphosate cut out to non-detectable levels. You can't by law say zero, but the spectrometer picks up nothing. It means undetectable. By top firms, we already showed you all that. I'm going to cut ads that show it all. But I knew that this is what you wanted because this is what I want. And you use it with your tap water, pool water, swamp water, everything. Any water it makes totally clean and healthy. And it does tens of thousands of gallons before you have to replace the filters, and those are inexpensive. And this is just beautiful for your kitchen, beautiful for work, beautiful for your cabin. It's a 3-gallon baby. I told them to make a smaller one, too. That's going to come out. And I knew it would sell out in just a day or two. It's about to sell out today. They got a limited run, but more coming in a few weeks. So you get on the pre-order list at thealexjonesstore.com. But I take action now because, as I predicted, this is going to sell out, and it's going to help fund our whole new network operation because everybody's going to want one of these. It's the best. We have the very best, strongest methylene blue from a medical-grade company that produces it for medical firms. Instead of using radioactive iodine, to track stuff before surgeries, they're more and more using methylene blue. So I told Bigley, I said, get me whatever the highest rated is. So they spent like 6 months and said, where is it? And they said, oh, this is a medical firm in Florida. They don't even sell this for human consumption, though it's great for that. And I'm like, okay, great. So some bottles of it came in, sat there about a week. Because I'd taken methylene blue before, barely felt any energy, knew it was really good for your mitochondria. And, so it's time to sell it. We're going to do it. Kennedy's promoting it. This was a year and a half ago. Almost years ago, they're like, hey, boss, it's coming out tomorrow. You got to cut the ads. I went, well, I haven't tried it yet. This better be good. And so the show ends, and I had a glass of iced tea, just like I do today. Okay? And I take one dropper and put it in the iced tea. And so I only drink half the iced tea. So I took half a dropper, and all of a sudden I'm like feeling warm and like electricity in my hands. I'd forgotten I'd taken it because I'm busy doing stuff after the show. And I go into the bathroom, and I take my shirt off, and I turned red. Not like hives, like I was. It was distributed. I'm already pretty tan. Tan good is a little bit Native American, the benefits of that. But I was like even redder, and I was like, what is this? And I'm like, electricity. I go, oh, that's what people say methylene blue does if it's really good. And I was like, and I started feeling so good. I was like, this is kind of scary. And about an hour into it, I go, I hope this stops because it was getting too good. That happened to Derek. He took it and said, I'm scared to take it. I thought he was on acid. So it's psychoactive everything, okay? I mean, this is not a freaking game, okay? It skips the oxygenation process, two steps in the cells, and all this other wild stuff. And so my medical doctor 6-7 years ago, wellness clinics all over the state, he's got like 5, 6, 7, 8 degrees. It's ridiculous. He said, and by the way, I want you to get methylene blue. It'll be USP grade. Just get it wherever. Just make sure it's USP grade, meaning it's, you know, medical grade. And I ordered it and tried it and really didn't feel any energy. When, you know, but I'm sure it was good for me, but I'd forget to take it. So I was like, okay, everybody wants methylene blue. I know it's good. We'll get it. We'll sell it. You'll get the best. I take this, and it is nothing like any methylene blue I ever took. I mean, it is strong. It's amazing. But just like Group told me with the pure atomic iodine that it would do great stuff with my skin, those liver spots I had, you can go back to shows 14, 15 years ago before Group came along, and you can see those spots I had. They're gone, baby. Gone. Literally gone. It's amazing. But within 2 weeks of taking the methylene blue, the guy I trained with was like, hey, are you on something? Did you get a steroid prescription or something? I was like, no. And he goes, well, what's going on? I mean, you're losing weight even quicker, and now you used to have trouble doing 10 pull-ups, and you just did 20. And man, you're like pushing like on the leg press twice what you were a month ago. What the hell's going on, dude? You're like glowing. And Sean Johnson told the story, and I said, it's methylene blue. He's a former Navy SEAL, Navy SEAL trainer, all that. He took it, gave his testimony about how within 30 minutes he was all zinned out and it was crazy and everything. This stuff really works. Now, when you first take it, you get the crazy effects psychologically. You always feel the energy some, but as it builds up, it's not even a tolerance. It's when your body hasn't had this, it really notices it at first. But the first time you take it, I say take a quarter dropper. Talk to your physician, too, because if you're on SSRIs or some other drugs, it'll make you jump off a building. I mean, people have taken methylene blue when they're on Prozac and they jump off buildings. Okay? That's rare. Usually women just pull their clothes off and start having orgies and stuff. I mean, I'm serious. Okay? I mean, like, you want to go cuckoo town, take this with SSRIs and you're going to cuckoo town because that's how strong this is. Okay? That's what this does. And we know it's good for you. But this is not a joke. Okay? I don't sell crap.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Northern Ireland is in full revolt. Mass demonstrations, riots UK-wide. More than 7 migrant centers torched the ground. Those are foreign UN invasion points. Hundreds of other homes firebombed. Hundreds of cars burned in Belfast alone. Huge rolling street fights with the Islamic invaders predominantly and the Irish. And let's just say the Irish have been cleaning their clocks. And slow to anger, but once they get pissed off, they're not going to stop. Now the paramilitaries are threatening to rise up. Of course, Sinn Féin and the IRA have been co-opted, run by British intelligence for more than 50 years. That's been declassified. They're completely fake. They're for the invasion. But real Irish resistance groups are rising up. And you can mark this. I said it yesterday. The war for the West has begun. And I literally have dozens of videos of the illegal aliens attacking Irish. And then the Irish. So, I knew it when they started the invasion of Ireland 5 years ago, that when it hit a boiling point, that it was going to be the flashpoint. Because you have that whole history in Ireland being invaded by the British over and over again. And the British tortured people, did all sorts of dirty tricks. It just didn't work. And so, that's where we're at right now. And then the Irish government signed on to the EU. And for full invasion, It's absolutely incredible. Yeah, show this B-roll of the jihadis, though, waving their knives around, saying what they're going to do to everybody. But Starmer's responded by saying, and I got the video, anybody showing the video of the attempted beheading or any other violence, you will be put in jail for years. And we're going to have Internet ID. He had said for kids, remember, they have to do the Internet ID for everybody to prove you're not a kid. They don't care about you seeing porn, folks. Starmer now admits, no, we're going to use this so that you can't see the violence and the stuff that's going on. And again, it's confirmed now the individual that they attempted to behead, who's in a coma with hundreds of cuts all over his body and neck, his face. This guy went to town on him. Was basically a liberal and was helping these guys and was their next door neighbor. Wow, that's really nice, isn't it? That's really friendly. So here is a rant by an Irishman in Southern Ireland. And if you don't know the history of it, you also have the Orange Protestants in the north that would have been the pro-British. And then you also had, they brought the Scots in to try to suppress the Irish. Then they just ended up intermarrying and turning against the British. That's the Scot-Irish. And they're all marching together. You've got in Scotland video of people marching, singing Royal Britannia Rules the Waves, the Scots in solidarity with the Irish and the British. And you've got the British in solidarity with the Scots and the Irish saying we got to get rid of our differences and these old wars we have with each other. The main invasion is now. Just like they all got together when Europe was getting defeated by the Muslims, the Crusades was a response to 700 years of invasion. They pushed all the way up to the edge of Germany, took a lot of Poland. Poland fought back. The Russians fought back. The Serbs fought back. And then it was the French, the Norman, and their Norman kin that dominated what is the UK today. They all got a big joint army together, and they didn't push the Muslims back until that started. And then you had the La Reconquista, took 400 years to retake Spain, and then all of a sudden the dominoes fell, and we pushed the Muslims all the way back to Jerusalem. And then we took Jerusalem, and the history books and all the movies show it like the Crusades was this offensive operation. After 700 years of getting our clocks cleaned, the history books are clear. It was the muscle out of the UK, out of England, Scotland, and Ireland, the army that formed, that finally battering rammed all the way through and turned the Muslims. 500 years just to push them back a little, and then boom, in 50 years, pushed them all the way back. And it wasn't until the British Isles, the Emerald Isles, it wasn't until what is the UK today, got in the fight that the Muslims got turned. So, and I knew, I mean, the Romans took them 200 years to conquer Germany. It was finally Julius Caesar was able to do it. That's why he was such a hero. 200 years, the Romans couldn't do it. Hundreds of thousands of men they lost conservatively. Probably more than that. He got exiled there with an impossible mission because he was so popular. He said, you go beat the Germans. 14 years later, he beat them. But he later even wrote the subsequent Caesars. When they went to England, they said it's even worse. And they said the more north you go, the worse they get. They won't give up. They had to build Hadrian's Wall up towards, as you get closer to Scotland, up past Wales, and said and told the Romans, you don't go past this line. So history repeats, folks. They've now bitten off more than they can chew. They've now launched their Islamic takeover of the UK with traitors in place to engineer it, and now the sleeping giant's rising. So here's a Irishman saying, set aside the differences, obviously, stupid. The British just used the Protestant-Catholic split as their excuse to invade. Get past this, and we have, and let's go to full defense of the West. All right, here's the rant.
Now, I was very reserved in my last video, not so much this one, because it's getting serious traction, and rightfully so. First things first, I don't know the condition of the man in Belfast. I hope he's okay. It's not looking good.
He's in a coma.
There's so many reports that he's in critical condition. He's dead. His eyes have been gouged out. None of those things are surprising if you've seen the video. It's disgusting. It's disgusting what he did. He absolutely destroyed him. An attempted beheading is what it was. So don't let the media tell you it was a stabbing incident or blah, blah, blah. It was attempted beheading. Civil war is coming. And now is the time to actually, it's coming now. It's coming for a long time. The left are very quiet. The liberal lunatic left are very quiet today online, and rightfully so, because even they, surely to even they, are waking up now.
And by the way, this was yesterday morning. This prediction came true.
Because they're trying to gaslight you the whole time. Stop sucking the government's liberal left, kids. If you stand with the right side of history, you actually might get the government out. But if you keep sucking the government's then no, you won't get it out. Surely to now. Mary Lou McDonald has a lot to answer for above North. Micheál Martin, Keir Starmer, Simon Harris. These are our leaders. Our leaders. It's going to get worse. Like, Stevie Wonder can tell you and see you, or see that it's going to get worse. Like, if it doesn't take rocket science, it's going to get worse. It's simple as that. There's no point even bullshitting or sugarcoating it any more. We now have an attempted beheading on the streets. It happened to Sligo a few years back. Two men got beheaded for being gay. Two, a Muslim man. But now, that was swept under the carpet, didn't last long. This has gone viral all over the place. This is going to be the straw that broke the camel's back. And hopefully so. Up the north, guys, the men in Belfast, I hope you have a good night tonight. I really do. And I hope you destroy that government up there. Because this has gone on way too long. Your daughters, your sons, your wives and your girlfriends, now men, aren't even safe on the streets with these scumbag Somalians. What the has Somalia ever done for any country? Why would you bring in Somalians undocumented? What did it do? No. More attempted beheadings. More Allahu Akbar. And it's going to get worse. Big protest up the north tonight. I think blocking all the roads at 7 o'clock. The best of luck to every one of you guys. Show us how it's done, Leslie. Please show us how it's done. Because we have a lot of losers down here that won't get off their couch. And what they might do is they might comment on these posts and go, oh, you're so lefty, you're so racist, all that kind of shit. Well, hopefully now, guys, this is the final straw that broke the camel's back. And we are together. We are together. I know I've had in the past Ireland and England, but this is a new fight. It's a new battle, and it's a battle for the savior of the country as well, because it's getting destroyed. I stand with the men up north. I stand with them. I don't care. It doesn't make me a turncoat. This has to stop. You have to get Islam out of this country and stop inviting those scum vermin into the country undocumented, unchecked. Again, it boils down to the liberal governments, the soft like Starmer, Micheál Martin, Simon Harris and Mary Lou McDonald up there, Sinn Féin. We want diversity. We want a multicultural Ireland. Put a referendum and see who wants a multicultural Ireland. Why would you? You scared. Is about to hit the fan, and rightfully so. And the left, liberal loony left, you better stand with us.
And again, that was yesterday morning. Because the government said, now the police admitting it, they said he was Somali. No, he's Sudanese, just south of there, Muslim, same people. And the only thing that guy said that isn't true is they're soft, they're dumb, Starmer, they're leaders. No, they're not dumb. It's an official plan. It's always key to know this is official. Replacement migration, they admit it all. And you've got the Catholic charities, not bashing Catholics, but that's just who does it. And the Jewish organizations, not saying it's all Jews are doing it, but those are the two main groups. Look it up. Whether it's Europe or here, it's the same big NGOs. It's two of them. It's 80% of it. Catholic charities is number one. Jewish charities number two. And they're the ones, and they say there's too many white people here. And on the BBC shows, all that, they show the Vikings are all black people and all this crap. And they now, at Oxford and Cambridge, say there is no Gaelic culture, there is no Celtic culture, that we never contributed, we don't exist. What the hell are you talking about? I exist, and I know about culture. You know, my background is German, a little bit of Native American. And then on my dad's side, but also my mom's side, Scots, Irish, English, Welsh. And so all that, for me, it's easy to be unified with all these groups because I have, my roots are all of those, English and Welsh and Scottish and Irish. And, you know, we've done our whole family tree down back. I guess I was even statistically, the name's Jones, but I'm actually more Scottish when it comes to my background. Scottish, then Irish and English are equal. Doesn't matter. It's basically the same people. We've been fighting with each other forever. But now the whole thing is under attack, and we have to stop all this infighting. We have to deal with the globalist invasion and what is happening and what is going on and what is unfolding. It's got to be done now. No more games. This is it. This is the New World Order. Global corporations know the West has property and right to defense and all these things they want to get rid of. They have to discredit the West because the whole world wanted to adopt the West and was adopting it. And now the last 40 years, they've reversed that. We're adopting the corporate globalist, pedophile, sexualization of children, leftist, drug addict culture to make us weak. And we have to decide to be men and to be people of the West again. And that doesn't mean we hate people that aren't from the West. There's a lot of great people around the world. And there's divide and conquer. But they're bringing in military-age men, brainwashing them to hate us because we're white. You see it everywhere. We have to recognize we're under attack because of our culture, because it stands in the way. Didn't matter if it was the Japanese or the Chinese or other historians that came and saw the West and came and saw the U.S., Alexander de Tocqueville, you name it, and they said, this is the best. The most freedom wasn't perfect, but it stands in opposition to what the globalists are selling. Transhumanism, anti-human, anti-natalist, garbage. And if the West falls, the world falls to tyranny. The West must be defended. And to do that, it must be celebrated. It must be supported. It must be defended. And we are going to do that. And we're doing that here today together. And that's why so much of the Rothschild British Empire system is openly against Western culture, because it's antithetical to what they're trying to establish. Now, here is, and they announced themselves a few months ago, and they've been active, and they got to watch out for infiltration, but looks like a pretty good group so far, and it's going back to a 1913 group out of Ireland that stood up to the British that's being reactivated, and... Well, let's just hear the announcement, one of the latest announcements out of Ireland about the resistance forming and gaining a lot of steam. Here is that report, clip 21.
Citizens of Ireland, we address you tonight with a heavy heart, but with a firm resolve. We are the Irish Citizen Army, also known as the ICA. We created the rebirth of the ICA of 1913. We are all citizens, fathers, mothers, sons and daughters, driven to finally take action on the intolerable corruption which is forced on us by the Irish and British governments. We also believe that the British government has no right in Ireland, has never had any right in Ireland, and never can have any right in Ireland. We represent all of Ireland's 32 counties. We refuse to witness the suffering of our citizens. Our Irish citizens refuse to be treated as second-class citizens on their own island. We, the ICA, refuse to witness our heritage and culture being erased. We refuse to witness the suffering and killing of innocent Irish citizens. We, the ICA, will fight for Ireland. We, the ICA, will take the necessary steps to achieve our goals.
By the way, they announced this year the color of Ireland is no longer green. They say it's black.
Our plan is to take action on the injustice of Irish citizens and to fight for a fair, free, and independent Ireland. We are fighting for our future, the future of our children, the future of Ireland. We are fighting for our identity, our heritage, and our culture. Our system is corroded from within, of the institutions of state hollowed out by greed and self-interest. We have borne witness to a creeping paralysis within the very heart of our government. Laws crafted to serve the people have been twisted to serve private pockets. Public funds, intended for healthcare, education, the protection of our communities, for our own homeless and our children, have been siphoned off, diverted, or simply vanished into the ether of unaccountability.
Same NGO plan. They farm the homeless, they farm the illegals. The NGOs bring them in, they control them, they steal the money, and they use them as a political bloc.
Our communities, once bastions of neighborly support,
are fracturing under the weight of fear. We hear your pleas. We see your worry. And the grim reality is that our country is no longer safe to walk the streets. Between the sheer number of illegal, undocumented, military-age male migrants that flood our once beautiful streets, causing fear, terror, and threat of violence upon Irish communities, our own government threatening to remove our beautiful and sacred tricolor, the flag that so many brave men and women fought for, the very notion of peace and order, hard won over generations, is being systematically dismantled. We cannot allow the dream of a truly independent Ireland, won through such hardship, to be corrupted into a hollow shell serving only a select few. For a truly legal and a truly independent Ireland, for a nation where justice is paramount and its citizens can walk their streets in safety, action will be required. Not merely words, but decisive, principled action. We call upon all citizens, all institutions, all those who believe in the promise of this nation to stand with us. The path ahead will be challenging, but it is a path we must together embark upon to save our country and our citizens. Thank you for listening.
That's the ICA. So I have a bunch of Starmer clubs, and I need to go to them, but I have Starmer last week saying, Islam is the true face of the UK. It is the most beautiful thing. It is what it is to be English. Okay? Rubbing your nose in it. Your culture doesn't exist. Islam is your new culture. Little kids march in the mosque, made to worship Allah, you bow down, do all that stuff. Him coming in with internet ID. Oh, it really isn't for kids now. We're going to control all of you and stop people being able to see this stuff. You have the UK government. Look at this. This is an official press release. According to the UK government, you're considered a terrorist if you believe that Western culture is under threat from mass migration. What's the ADL says? Yes, this is really on their website, uk.gov.uk, prevent duty training. And it says extreme right-wing terrorist ideology, cultural nationalism. Western culture is under threat from mass migration and lack of integration by certain ethnic and cultural groups. But that's a fact. And here's Keir Starmer. Starmer calls for spyware on all phones. First he claimed it was to keep the children safe. Now he says to stop you being able to see beheading videos and rapes and all the rest of it. They don't want you to know how you're under attack. And look at this. This image went out yesterday from Tommy Robinson. Reportedly the man is now in a coma. But no, it turned out it's real. The news is reporting. It's another man attacked this week with hammers and knives by the Muslims. This is another man fighting for his life in a hospital after a brutal hammer and knife attack in his own street by foreigners. So there you go. And it just goes on and on and on. I mentioned this, but here it is. It's at alexjoneslive.com with links to the BBC and the British government announcement. alexjoneslive.com, our new news site with all the free audio and video feeds. And that's the mothership address to show everybody you know and those you don't know. UK authorities threaten Brits who share footage of horrific attack on by African migrant as Northern Ireland braces for citizen revolt. That's from yesterday. Citizen revolt did happen. And they say, oh, we're going to arrest you if you do that. So that's all coming up. But when we come back, before I give the number out and go to your calls, I'm going to get to the Carmelo Anthony case and ruling and what the media, the corporate media, we were covering it live yesterday, the white anchors. This is outrage. This is George Floyd. We need an uprising. All of us fighting with each other. If some white guy stabbed a black guy to death, that happens. He goes to prison. Well, why do I care? I mean, it's just, but oh my God, a black guy kills a white guy. Now it's George Floyd. Now we're all victims. And, of course, these crazy black people we're going to show you are not indicative of most black folks, but it doesn't matter. There's enough of these people that are now going out and saying, we're going to attack, we're going to kill whites because of this ruling, and now it's happening. And so we're all fighting with each other. Fauci just sits back with the poison shots, and the globalists sit back with the geoengineering and the 5G and the robot takeover while we're all at each other's throats. But when you've got dumbed-down military-age men being brought in, you can't speak sense to them when they work for the globalists. You got to kick them out. It's that simple. And Carmelo Anthony reportedly cried when he got his sentence. Well, shouldn't be running around with knives stabbing people. And hopefully it's a deterrent to others. Let me just do this. Let me give the number out now on the awakening in the West, Trump saying the Iran war is back on again. All the economic numbers on that I haven't gotten to. They're dire. Big developments there. Lindsey Graham clearly stole the election. He won by almost double. The polls all show it was neck and neck. Give me a break. Why would they steal it so boldly? Why would they make it so obvious? I'll explain why. That ties into a bunch of other election fraud news coming out in California and around the country. There is so much we're going to hit coming up next hour. But the number to join us on air and to give your take on any of the big issues, first-time callers, long-time callers, you name it, on any issue you want to discuss, but obviously I'd like you to, if you want, talk about these issues and the future of humanity, 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642. If you're outside the U.S., show the U.S. country code, and you're going to be on air with us. Now, going to break in a minute and a half, but I am so excited because I know people love gravity filters with the highest quality. They're stainless steel that cut out all the pollutants, and it's such a leg up for your body, your health, your immune system, your whole family. Everyone should have a top-rated gravity fed filter in their house. It's the only type of system that cuts it all out, but leaves the good minerals in. And Big Leak went out, got the right companies, the right people, the most beautiful, highest quality stainless steel, but more importantly, the highest rated filters that cut everything out, all the forever chemicals, all the atrazine, all the glyphosate, hundreds and hundreds of chemicals. This is amazing. And it is now here. And this is something everybody needs to get, something everybody needs to have. You'll be healthier. You'll be better. You'll take control of your life. It's such a key area of your water. And I know, because in the past, these were huge sellers. This is even better than what we sold in the past. That was the best then. This is even better. That this is something everybody's going to want to get. So this is going to finance the new network, all the new hosts, all the new reporters, and everything. And I knew that these would sell out quickly. There's about a three-week lag time. It's going to sell out today, but you can still order it for, you know, two-week pre-order. But it's ready to ship right now, but I would get in there right now at thealexjonesstore.com because this is an amazing system. Also, 50% off on Ultimate Life Force, the Ultimate Spike Protein Detox, Cardiovascular Booster. Everybody should be on this, young or old. That's 50% off right now. That sale's about to end. TheAlexShowStore.com. But if you want this incredible 3-gallon gravity-fed filter, highest quality filter, highest quality, beautiful stainless steel, this is the very best unit, the very lowest price. You want to take advantage of this right now. It's about to sell out at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look, vodka, potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow, the methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
you been? Thunderstruck. The war for the West has begun. I predicted it 5 years ago, later the invasion of Ireland, which began, that knowing the background of that, knowing the sociology, the anthropology, that it would be the detonator. And I am now saying the detonation has now begun, and we're about to get thunderstruck. They're going to crush people. They're going to arrest people. They're going to try to bully the Irish, and it's going to trigger an even bigger awakening. And then the real fight starts. And you look at the forces of the globalists, they're a bunch of pussies. We got a bunch of news coming up next segment, but I want to go to this powerful piece. It was more than 10 years ago that I sang that famous song just from my heart about we love our Somalis, we love our Muslims too. Oh, they're so good, oh, they're so sweet. Going to stab your daughter, stab your son, stab your family, and the police chiefs are going to say, we love our Somalis, we love our Muslims too. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet. Please behead us. If you talk bad about it, we're going to arrest you. And now, this year, they had signs up at the police department saying, we love our Somalis, with all the carnage and theft and murder and criminality there in Minnesota. It's just insane. So that's why this important, updated funk version has been put out. Here it is. Ah!
Yeah. Ooh, ooh. Oh, yeah. Hey. Ooh, ooh. Yeah. Hey. I'm angry. I've had enough of these folks. There are a bunch of Christian murdering scum running giant death factories, keeping babies alive, peddling their body parts. What else you got? They got green-looking skin, and they dash around hollering, we love Satan, we want to devour babies.
I kill my kids.
I caught them on video.
I love Satan.
Hillary's deep in the creepy weird sex stuff, man. She crashes in the same room with that creepy weird old chick whose mom dons a hood over her head.
What the heck?
That chick number one.
True classic. We're going to get it posted to X, Rolf Jones, and Rumble in the next hour. Be sure and get it and share it. Very important piece of cultural work that's been recreated thousands of times and gotten hundreds of millions of views. It'd be a shame if you went to Rolf Jones when it gets uploaded and shared it. It'd be a shame if you shared the live feed right now at Rolf Jones on X or at Rumble, rumble.com/Rolf Jones Show Live.
I'll start with sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex.
This is rocket fuel. This is incredible. This is rocket fuel. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is a cocktail I drink every day. a squirt of ultramethylene blue and T3. You are insane if you don't get it. Insane if you don't get it. Okay? Well, listen. Well, listen. You are insane if you don't get it. Insane if you don't get it. I am a wrecking ball. I am obsessed with this. I can't stop. Stop. And now I'm having this. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. Rex. This is the truth. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. Rex. You understand that? Does that burn into your brain?
I think I'm going to buy some methylene blue now.
DalekShowShore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Collin County, Dallas, Texas, Arlington, Grand Prairie, Irvin, Dalworth, Plano, Denton, Keller. It ain't safe for none of you white folks to come out this weekend. I'm giving y'all a fair warning right now. And guess what? It's going to be a bunch of niggas outside that look like me. And we ain't out there with no pocket knives. We out there with these. I guarantee y'all, y'all going to pay for what that judge just did to Carmelo. If you don't believe me, bring y'all bold ass out this weekend and put on your Austin Matcow shirts and see what happened to you.
If you love Austin, you would be here! But because you don't care, and fuck, where is Austin's body? No! I don't love Austin! You don't care about Hunter! Because if you did, you would really stand in solidarity, not online, but right here. So I gotta speak for your white baby. I'll do it. I'll conjure that baby and make sure he tells the real story. Bring your white people. I really want to see that support.
By the way, I'm not cherry picking this. Without even looking, I wasn't even really following this. I've probably seen 50, 60 clips of people outside the courthouse in Frisco, Texas, north of Dallas, saying, we're going to kill you, we're going to shoot you, we're going to murder white people. We're coming for you. And now the videos are coming in, not just in Texas, but in Florida and places. Crazy black people just going around, and they'll see some old white guy, looks like he's homeless, sitting on the side of the street, just punches him in the face. And the black guy says, you're a juror for Carmelo Anthony. The guy's like, who's that? I'm a disabled veteran. Imagine you're just sitting on the side of the street because you're white and some guy punches you because of some case in Texas. What the hell does that have to do with anything? You think I'm going through court cases? They're out there, white people killing black people. You think I'm like, oh, there's a white guy that stabbed a black guy to death or shot him or something, and let me pay attention to that, and let me say my rights are being violated, and I'm all pissed off about this. Do these crazy brainwashed black people, I'm not saying they're all like that, but this minority of them, do they care that half of black people never get out of their womb and get aborted? No, they don't care about that. I have the black group, some that do care about it. I care, too, about everybody. Do they talk about the poison shots targeting black people and everybody else that killed millions? No, they don't care about that. They care about the globalists and the AI data centers and the chemtrails and the geoengineering and the war and the New World Order. No. They know when the media, because it is this type of black folks and white people too that watch corporate media that's all outraged about this, and you'd think George Floyd got killed. You'd think this guy, Carmelo Anthony, convicted of killing this young football player, you'd think a black guy had gotten killed. How is this even, and they're trying to make it a new George Floyd. And I felt like my IQ was reduced or my brain was sucked out following this last week. I'm sure you did too. We've showed live feeds of just everyone screaming at each other, the pro Carmelo Anthony people fighting with each other. And like, you're murdering us. We're going to kill you. You don't know our pain. You don't know what it is. And like the average white guy's like an air conditioning repair person, probably works for another black guy. The average white guy, like, works at a grocery store or something. Just like, well, what am I doing? So it's very, very frustrating to see the corporate media and the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and all these groups that run the white supremacy groups to create the crisis, create the division, sit there and still have groups of people they control. Now, they control less and less. And that's the good news. But I saw black people that went out and tried to talk to these crazy black people, and they would just start screaming at them and attacking them. And I saw Africans from Africa in different videos that are posted at the Alex Jones Show, alexjoneslive.com. And they're like, you know, I'm from Africa, and I've been there since I'm 10 years old, and I can tell you, this is a great country compared to other places, and white people have nothing but nice to me, and you need to understand that you're being brainwashed. Shut up, you Uncle Tom, I'm going to kill your ass. Boom, I'm going to blow your head off. It's just like, what? Because they're just into being victims, into there's the white boogeyman under the table going to get them. Now, when Fauci went into D.C. and went to black homes and told fathers they were bad because they wouldn't let their kids come out and take shots, the fathers come out and say, you want to poison my kids. This is experimental. This is eugenics. This is like Tuskegee. I'm like, make that black guy the mayor. There's plenty of super smart black people. And that's who they should know is the enemy. There is a white guy who wants to kill you. He wants to kill me, too. His name's Fauci. There's another white guy named Bill Gates. They all admit they want to poison us and get rid of all of us. Klaus Schwab, King Charles, talks about his dad wants to kill 80% of us with a virus. Prince Philip. So there actually is a group of white men that are out to kill everybody, but they're allied with other powerful groups. So, but the average white guy, I can assure you, because I am one, just wants to make a living and be left alone, just like everybody else. And the idea that white people get some leg up, all over universities across the Western world, including the U.S., they won't even give white guys jobs now. The big companies say white men need not apply. Government jobs, white men need not apply. It's official in the U.K. and places. So discriminatory. Oh, because you're white and maybe some of your ancestors did something wrong, you get punished. Well, all these other groups, you hold up a lantern to what they did, they'd be even worse than white people. Hell, it was the England that ended slavery. So, I mean, there's a bunch of these, but just look at this video. This is in Florida. Black man in Florida filmed himself in an anti-white, racially motivated attack down to four crackers, Nafri Camilo, by punching a veteran in the head, all for internet fame. He told the veteran he was going to die after mockingly accusing him of serving on the jury that convicted Carmelo Anthony. And this guy posted on his own, what is that, Instagram. So, I mean, just imagine this. And the veteran guy looks like he's homeless or something. He's like sitting on the side of the road. And then a black guy comes up on a bicycle and punches you right in the nose. You're like, why'd you do that? Well, because you're on the jury, bitch. The guy's like, who, what are you talking about? Let's say a black criminal killed one member of my family randomly. I'm it's hypothetical. And then somehow he gets off. Do I like randomly go shoot some black lady because of it? Like, I don't even understand that. No, I would. I mean, a white guy, black guy, anybody killed a member of my family got away with it. It's like that song by Hank Williams Jr., I Got Rights. No, I'm going to give you a visit sometime when you least expect it. I'm going to get the person did it, whether they're white or black. Have we ever got back to that point? But this group punishment is totalitarian. It's the mark of a slave state where you are guilty because somebody that looks like you did it. Oh, a white man did something wrong one time. Oh, well, you're guilty. I'm not guilty of what Bill Gates does. I've been fighting his ass for 32 years. I was the first to spotlight his ass, on his ass. I was the first to discover his dad ran Planned Parenthood and the Eugenics Society for IBM. Doing research. Let's just say this. I was the first to put it on air. Those researchers gave me the information. So that's where we are. I mean, I want black people to succeed and be successful and have a great life. I want everybody to. But as white people with the left controlling this, the ADL and the NAACP run by the ADL, founded by the ADL, look it up. It's meant to have us all fight with each other, and we've got to stop this. Now, I understand there are some black people so ignorant, you're not going to be able to reach out to them. And they sound just like the white supremacists doing the same thing back at them, and most of those guys are feds. And it's come out. The Southern Poverty Law Center runs almost all the white supremacy groups. And they also fund, through Soros, the Black Lives Matter crap. And we just got to get wise to this. So let's play a clip of this guy going around punching veterans in the face because they're white in another state over this ruling.
Hey, weren't you on jury selection?
No, he wasn't.
Seriously.
No, he wasn't.
He was on jury selection.
He's a vet, dude.
You're on jury. Why are you on jury?
No, he wasn't.
You on jury. You was on jury selection.
No, he wasn't.
Oh. Not for Anthony, not for Carmelo Anthony. Oh. Oh, it might be. I thought you might be. Man, what?
So you got poor white people on the side of the road and a black guy attacks them and just makes a big joke about it. Oh, I thought you were on that jury, the white people. They're going to pay. You understand, in just the last 3 days, I have this stack, each page is a video, of 200-plus white people being raped, murdered, killed because of what color they are, by Muslims, blacks, you name it. Now, imagine... It's at least 20-1 black-on-white crime. It's like 45 times more likely. Now, that's still a small minority of black folks that are doing that, but they're still doing upwards of half the violent crime or more, a tiny demographic of 13%. But the idea is if a black person gets hurt by a white person, all white people are guilty, even if the white person was in the right. It's like this Chinese convenience store owner who gets robbed at gunpoint, chases a guy out with a gun, the guy pulls a gun, they shoot him. Six of the nine are black. They find the Chinese American not guilty, and then all over the internet, a huge sensation, black folks call up Chinese restaurants around the country and order huge orders and don't pick them up to punish Chinese people. Most of them don't even know about the case. What does that have to do with it? And then you're going to wonder why the next time you call a Chinese restaurant, you got a black accent, they're going to hang up on you. Oh, I'm being discriminated against. Yeah, because some other racist black people put a bunch of fake orders in. That's the way the world works. And it's not right. So while we're all fighting about this and doing all this and in each other's throats, the globalists are taking over and literally injecting us with nanotech that self-replicates, and it sterilizes us, gives us heart attacks and cancer. And I got new articles on that as well. But here's just one article. I mean, I have literally 30, 40, 50 of these a day without looking. I'm not going and looking for black on white crime, Muslim on Christian crime. It's just everywhere. And every day or so, some Trump guy with a Trump sign in his yard or a Trump sticker, and whether Trump's gone sideways and isn't good anymore or whatever, it doesn't matter. You have a right to have a Hillary Clinton sticker or a Barack Obama sticker or a AOC sticker or a Trump sticker, and they get killed, they get shot, they get beat to death. And Jasmine Crockett, oh, I forgot that clip. I'll pull that up. We'll play that last and get off the subject and take calls. Jasmine Crockett said, well, this guy was a football player, and he beat up poor Carmelo Anthony pretty bad. No, all the witnesses, including the black teammates of the white guy that got killed, who testified, and that put the nail in the coffin, said, no, he kept screaming, yelling, threatening people. And all the guy he killed did was push him on the arm and say, get out. He kept saying, touch me, touch me, touch me. See what happens to all of them. 15 times they told him to leave over like 30 minutes. He's yelling at everybody, going crazy. And then he stabs him right in the heart. And then Jasmine Crockett's saying, oh, you get in a fight with me, I'm not just throwing fists. So she's legitimizing this and encouraging this, hoping crazy people go out and kill some more people, and then they go to prison, and she just sits back and thinks it's funny. By the way, we can play you clips of her until she got in Congress. She talks with a little white girl accent. Hello, my name's Jasmine Crockett. Thank you, I'm running for Congress. Thank you so much. Now she's like, I'm Jasmine Crockett, and I hate the white people, and I'm here to tell you, we're going to kill a bunch of them right now over here. Reminds me of Hillary when she goes to Kentucky. She goes, hello, everybody. It's good to be here with you today. I just ate a possum this morning. I'm Granny from the Beverly Hillbilly. Famously, Kamala Harris is from a Hispanic group. Hello, everyone. I love hot sauce and tacos. She actually said that. Do you have taco? Now, this is something some white people do. And then Kamala Harris is Indian, Hawaiian, not black. But I've got even some not super close, but I got family that does this. And you'll go to a Mexican restaurant, the person's in America, they don't even have a Hispanic accent. And they walk over, hey, how you doing? Would you like to drink? Hello. Ooh, I would like margarita and taco. But I mean, we can show you the clips of Hillary, different crowds, black people. Hello, everybody, I'm Hillary Clinton. Kamala Harris. Hello, everybody, I'm Kamala Harris. Good to see you today. Well, when I go speak to a crowd, when I go to England, I go, hello, everyone, I'm Alex Jones. Good to be here with you today. Or I go to New York, I'm like, how you doing, buddy boy? Good to be here with you. Yeah, I'm part of the Sopranos, and I was raised right here in Brooklyn. And let me tell you right now that, let's just say we got a thing going on here. We call it La Cosa Nostra. Anybody that acts like that, you know, is a fraud. In fact, we're live now, but in post, when we post this to X and Rumble, just have the crew, because there's compilations of Jasmine Crockett in her old voice. Hi, my name's Jasmine Crockett. Oh, gosh, I'm running for Congress. I'm a little white girl. Now she's like, hey, baby, I'm going to kill you, too. Yeah, kill them white people. And AOC does it, too. She changes her voice for everybody. Imagine if I got invited to speak at a black church. I'm like, thank you, Reverend, for having me speak. Let me go up and speak. Hey, 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 it's Fat Albert, everybody. My name Alex Jones. Well, I mean, what is that? But that's the mindset of the left. They're chameleons. They're fakes. Here's Jasmine Crockett.
If a 300-pound man is beating me.
Hit pause. Like, start it over. The guy was like 180. She's like, he was bionic. He was a killer. He was this guy could like bend steel bar with his hand. He would kill Kamala Anthony. That thing all thing. He would murder him. And then I tell you, I'm going to use the knife too. We got to use the knife. We got all these white people hold us down right now.
Start her over. If a 300-pound man is beating me, like on top of me and beating me down, I'm not limited to fist. You know, I would argue that even the only time we go into things like people's hands being considered deadly weapons is typically like if they're a professional boxer or that kind of stuff. But I think by the time you start getting to like football player, good argument. Good freaking argument. We're not talking about like the golfers. We're talking about football players, right? Like this is what they are trained to do, is to inflict like serious physical contact. And it's my understanding that the decedent was that.
It's her understanding he did serious contact shoving him. So she's trying to get people in trouble. She puts on this whole tough guy act. She's a despicable person. I'll never forget AOC when she first got elected. She goes, I went to the community garden in New York, in Harlem. And there was white people plants. There was cauliflower. Why do they not grow agave? Why do they not grow? This weird fake Hispanic accent, like she's in a Speedy Gonzalez cartoon or something. They just take anything. Cauliflower's from Africa, you dumb idiot. Just because it's white has nothing. Remember they said, serious articles in our times, is milk racist because it's white? Should we restrict milk? And you're like, they want to make everything about this so you can't navigate all the real attacks you're under. I know most of you get this, but man, you think I'm joking? This is like 6, 7, 8 years ago, but just look up. AOC talks about cauliflower being a racist plant. Why are we growing cauliflower? We need to be growing yucca or agave. Well, agave don't grow in New York, you dumbass. It's like, oh, the evil white people have gardens. Now I'm doing a Chinese accent. Why they make us grow cauliflower? You grow whatever the hell you want. It's like, that's the big robbery. Not half the blacks being aborted, not world government, not chemtrails, not poison shots, not GMO, not all the 5G. No, it is cauliflower. The problem ain't the white people made us eat the cauliflower. And I'm into plants. I'm not an ornithologist, but I'm a bird watcher. I like saying birds. And a lot of other stuff, too. But I'm like, wait a minute. Cauliflower from Africa? Because anytime I look at where's this from? Where's this plant from? Like, where does this originate? You know, like, I know corn comes from Latin America. So does tomatoes. Nightshade family, potatoes, tomatoes, you know, all that. I'm like, wait a minute. Isn't that Africa? They went, blah, 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 oh, Africa. And cauliflower was actually imported and brought in the Atlantic slave trade with the Africans. So it's actually an African plant that Africans eat from Africa, and she's so dumb. She's like, but that's the mindset here. Here, I guess they found a Jasmine Crockett doing her white voice versus her fake Fat Albert voice. Here it is. Yeah, go ahead and roll
her. First of all, it's good to see you in the new year. You know, no one could have told me that when I went down to Austin, now it looks like a little bit over a year ago, that I would be running for Congress. Maybe because these people, they are crazy, because they always talk about how Christian they is. Yeah, I don't know how many of them on that side are getting divorced because they getting caught up sleeping with their co-workers, staffers, interns, all the things. Yeah, you ain't got to believe me. Just go Google. You'll find some of it. I'm telling you, and the wives is being messy and petty. They putting it in.
Oh, I love coming to Austin. It's so good to be running for Congress. I tell you, bitch, I'm a hoe. Get that diggling out. Let's have some fun here. Hey, hey, hey. But it's even worse with, because she's like, AOC's like, and then there's no agave or yucca. They make us eat cauliflower white food. It's white. It's white. It's white. Meanwhile, cancer virus injections, new world order, world government total collapse. Yeah. AOC likens growing cauliflower to colonialism. We'll be right back with your phone call. Stay with us.
Inflation is up. That's an issue. So how does Berkshire handle that with its business?
Well, we can't handle runaway inflation except not to be there in the way of it. If you look at the number of countries that have had runaway inflation since World War II, you know, in my lifetime, it's very large. Once you create that, it becomes a different world. And of course, you have countries that have gone bankrupt like 6 or 7 times. I mean, it's just amazing what people do. Not having faith in the money does to a country. It turns it into something else.
Dollar collapse means we keep continuing on where we are. Dollar devalues. We've got massive inflation. You raise interest rates to slow that inflation down. So this is going to have a cataclysmic effect on the insurance industry, on pension funds, on everything. And
let's be clear, though, a dollar being the world currency is how we could just print it and buy whatever we wanted. If the world sees it like the Mexican peso or worse, we're screwed. So here's Prince Charles, the king, announcing the digital change, the Mark of the Beast system, And it dovetailed with Tony Blair, who's globally, through the UN and Bill Gates, standardized the world ID that the UK, under orders of the king, I thought he's just ceremonial. No, he could dissolve Parliament anytime he wants, is now going into place. This all ties into everything. We'll talk to the top economist, who's a great patriot, Dr. Kirk Elliott, in a moment about it, but here's the clips.
My ministers will also proceed with the introduction of digital ID that will modernize how citizens interact with public services.
Tell us a bit about what it means for what government should do in terms of its digital infrastructure, digital ID, data centers, and so on.
The first thing a country needs to do is to unify all of their data so it can be consumed and used by the AI model. You have to take all of your healthcare data, your diagnostic data, your electronic health records, your genomic data. We have to take all of this data we have in our country and move it into a single, if you will, unified data platform.
What they do is Oracle make big donations to Tony Blair's Institute, and Tony Blair's Institute advocates for further advantages for Oracle and Oracle affiliated entities. Listen, the centralization of data and the centralization of power is part of a dark and nefarious agenda.
People are really crazy if they don't call you. You're on record the biggest company because you have the best ratings, the best gold and silver prices. It is the smart move. Get a free consultation, they can roll over financial instruments.
This should be a happy time, right? So don't let the news scare you, but rather use the wisdom, the creativity that God gave you. Go into tangible assets that have zero counterparty risk. Silver was up over 140% last year. Since January 30th, when it corrected and it had a 50% correction, went down into the 60s, it's almost 90. Literally, since February, silver's up over 30%, Alex. There is a path to safety here financially, and that's what tangible assets do. This is what
God
the numbers
always
are
gives
telling
his
us.
People a way out, but the people perish always. For lack of knowledge.
Always. He always does. He's never going to say something, even if it's the mark of the beast. When he talks about it in Revelation, he's not going to say something unless we have a choice to either accept or reject, because he didn't create robots.
KEPM.com/gold. Sign up for the email there to get a free consultation. Call you right back. Or you can call the number 720-605-3000. The smartest investment you can have made in the last 3 years. I'm telling you right now, this is the place to go. 720-605-3000. I'll continue with phone calls through the fourth hour today. I want to go to your phone calls here in a moment. Since I mentioned this, these hundreds of articles a day, look at this one, alexjoneslive.com. Trump house owner beaten to death outside home in California. Witnesses describe unhinged attack. There's a newscast about it. They beat the veteran to death, a group of people, because they didn't like the fact that the Army veteran had pro-Trump signs. And you just see this every couple of days. Now, where are the Trump supporters rioting? Where are the white people rioting? It's usually racial. We're not. But the point is that if we do riot, it shouldn't just be at the black people, because it's not black people in general doing it, or Hispanics. It's those that are brainwashed. It's the globalists and the media and the corporate system that are behind it. They're the culprits, whether it's Keir Starmer, whether it's Hakeem Jeffries, whether it's MERS in Germany or Macron in France, they are the ones running the same program against us worldwide. I'm going to go to your phone calls in a moment, but about a month ago, on a group chat, me and Joe Rogan with Eddie Bravo were talking, and Eddie sent me this song and said, what do you think of this new Lana Del Rey song? And I listened to it, and I said, that's incredible. I know she did shows about songs about chemtrails over the country club and the New World Order and stuff. But I said, I looked it up, Eddie. That's not a Lana Del Rey song. He was teasing me. He goes, no, I made it. I wrote this song years ago during the pandemic lockdowns. and then I just put it to AI with her voice. But it's beautiful. It's an amazing song. I want to premiere it here. We'll go to your calls. Practicing Killing, Lana Del Rey, Eddie Bravo, premiere here. So the song's called Practicing Killing, AI rendition, Lana Del Rey, produced and created by Eddie Bravo, video edit by the great Darren McBreen. And we're going to post this very soon. Like, I just want to come up with a cool headline for it, and we will, to Real Alex Jones on X and on rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. That's the new site, 750,000 followers in the last 3 weeks there. I want to thank you all for following us there at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. One word, TheAlexJonesShowLive. Those are the coordinates to follow and tell others to follow and tell those that follow it to follow it, creating the chain reaction. But here is the work of Eddie Bravo with AI and the voice of Lana Del Rey, Practicing Killing. Here it is.
We just got done practicing killing. It's the end of the world, and we just smoking and chilling.
Viral.
Share the links! AlexJonesLive.com! The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
Yeah, that's the truth. Thanks to this great crew and all of you supporting us. Great job, Eddie Bravo. I was like, Eddie, send me more of the music you make. I know he's a great musician, not just a world champion jiu-jitsu guy. I've known him like 20 years or 18 years or so. Been through Joe Rogan. Some good friends. He's coming to town soon to be on the show. We're going to do a live event with, in about a month with down at the Vulcan Gas Company with Sean Johnson and J.P. Sears and a bunch of other people. But great job. He sent me a bunch of his music. Amazing. And I heard some of it was great rock and roll stuff, but this political stuff's amazing. And his version, his own voice is amazing. But Lana Del Rey with AI, then Darren McBreen adding all that to it, which I asked him to do about a week ago, put that together so quick. Great job, Darren McBreen. That will go on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live, and it will go on rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live in the next 30 minutes or so. Get it and share it. That is powerful. So trying to bring back more pandemics, more control. All right. I haven't hit Iran yet. I haven't what's doing the economy. I haven't hit Trump winning an off ramp, but the Apache gets shot down. Looks like a false flag. Back to full war. I'll get to that with Stuart Rhodes next hour. And Israel openly being exposed to the Pentagon as the main security threat. All the developments with that. And then after Stuart leaves, I'll continue with calls. But right now, let's at least get to Bob, No Lock, Tanner, Abraham, Greg, David, and a few others. Bob in California on the Ireland uprising, the awakening. You're on the air from California. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, just seeing this news in Ireland is just horrible. It's a pattern that we're seeing with the Henry Nowak that was in the UK. And then with the, you know, in the US with Irina Zarutska and with the Austin Metcalf. It's the ADL, like you said, and the SPLC that are, you know, funding these extremist groups to try to trigger like a race war. And it's one of those things where we just have to, you know, get together like the Irish community citizen army, something like that, where we could just rise up against these globalists and the ADL trying to trigger these divisions between us.
And we need to tell the Hispanics get it, and the black folks partially get it. Wherever we're at the different divisions, we need to say, we're not each other's enemies, it's the globalists.
We've got
to get to that.
And, I mean, it's a thing like, imagine like in the L.A. riots in 1992, or, you know, they're doing civil unrest and riots, and the Koreans, they're protecting their businesses. They're like, what do? We didn't, you know, we didn't do anything wrong to Rodney King. We're just trying to protect our businesses. So it's one of those things where we just have to all realize that, you know, we're all on the same team, but we got to fight the globalists, fight the ADL, fight the
LA. Well, it was judges that released the killer of Irina Zarutska 40 times, 18 times for violent attacks, robberies, you name it, and the judge's wife, her lesbian wife, owned the treatment center that she would make money off of that the government funded when she put him in there. And now another judge has said not fit to stand trial. They're going to release him, basically. So,
yeah, exactly.
And then his brother killed a white guy. His sister almost murdered somebody. These are he said, in fact, get the clip ready of Irina Zarutska. He said, I got that white girl. And again, I don't want white people running around killing black people. If some white guy stabbed some black woman in the neck, I'd say electric chair that son of a bitch. I mean, how is this? Like, it's crazy. What do you make of this situation with Carmelo Anthony and literally just people frothing in there to kill white people and randomly beating up white people because a jury found Carmelo Anthony guilty?
Yeah, it's insane. It's almost like it seems like the globalists and the ADL, SPLC, they're trying to trigger like a race war. That's what it seems like to me with all of these different situations. But when Irina Zarutska got killed, there was no riots. You know, when Charlie Kirk, I know he wasn't killed by, you know, he was killed by a Trantifa far leftist, but there was no riot.
I thought that at first. I think Israel did it now.
Maybe they did, but there's no riots anyway. People were praying with the vigils and peaceful. You know, the Western culture, we just have to realize the Western culture is the right.
I totally agree.
House in the bad neighborhood, like you said.
Sorry, you had call waiting or something. It broke up. You said we have to realize the Western culture is the best house in the bad neighborhood.
Exactly. That's just what I wanted to say. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Great points. Yeah, I meant to get to that Irina Zaruska thing. Elon Musk paid a couple $1 million reportedly out of his own pocket to put up big, beautiful murals on the East Coast in dozens of cities of her. And were very tasteful. Just said, remember her and a picture of her. They pulled them down saying it's racist. Because you're not allowed to admit that there's racist crazies on all sides. And the left has created open season on white people. Because then you can't keep blacks pissed off thinking they're the only ones getting messed with. The good news is record numbers voted for Trump, black and Hispanic. Now that he's gone sideways, he's losing them, he's losing everybody. And that's a real crisis we face. But yeah, play it with audio of him saying, I got that white girl. Here it is. And I didn't know this till it came out Monday. His brother killed a white guy for no reason, is out. His sister attacked somebody, didn't kill him, but tried. I mean, and they all got these weird tattoos and look all crazy. I mean, just what the hell? But these guys, like, are crazy already. They're mentally ill, obviously. And then the media is telling them white people are out to get you. He's like, well, there's one of them devils right there. Turns out she was a Black Lives Matter liberal. She did. Train Rider's alleged killer. I love how the whole media calls him alleged. He's on video stabbing her in the neck. He killed her. He killed her. But who really killed her was the judge who makes money off the treatment facility that her wife has. And now another judge is going to let him go again. They know what they're doing. Abraham in New York, you're on the air. What are you calling it about?
4 points very quickly. First of all, I've been taking methylene blue and the Chazolet gummies and the Seymour's gummies and the turmeric gummies and the T3 for about 7 months. And I feel just like I did at age 20, and I'm like 58. And my brain has definitely gotten, I thought it was working well before. I'm getting 40% better performance out of my brain in the last four months. And it's definitely methylene blue and the Chazolet and the T3. Now, I have to make 3 quick points. First of all of us need to support the Alex Jones store. If you enjoy the show, at least buy the products once in a while, no matter what your budget is. Don't tell me you cannot afford it. If Julian Assange and Frank Serpico and Edward Snowden and Milton William Cooper and great people that we need to advocate and articulate for on our behalf, if they had a platform that they could be economically supported, they would have all been insulated and been able to weather their storms much better. The way we have to, for ourselves, not just for Alex, but we have to buy these products. They're all good products. Give them away to your friends if you want. Just buy something if you enjoy the show. It's just for, it's for our self-preservation. Now, for Ireland, where are these lawyers? A filmmaker needs to profile how much money is being earned and spent by lawyers in Ireland, for example, and America too, in Germany and Italy. But let's say Ireland, they're the big emphasis now. How much money has lawyers been earning 2021, 2022?
By the way, that's a key point. Massachusetts and other states have doubled the amount of money for illegal aliens to defend against federal deportation that's lawful, and they give them $30,000 per year for their homes and $4,000 a month to bring them here. Citizens, veterans don't get that. Social Security recipients are living on $600, $700 a month. They paid into it. Whether you're black, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. Total discrimination meant to bankrupt the country, Cloward and Piven. So I'm glad you, I'm glad you raised that point. Be on hold because I want to go back to you. Here is a short newscast about the governor and doubling the money they had to fund lawyers for illegal aliens, and they get $30,000 a year for housing, and they get $4,000 a month, and then and it's had a whole bunch of other stuff. It's like, I mean, they're doing everything for these people, and the same thing here, same thing in Europe. 4-star hotels, 3 meals a day, laundry service, turning down their beds. Boy, I mean, this is crazy. Here's the report out of Massachusetts. Massachusetts governor criticized for shifting costs of rental assistance for migrant families, but here's a short newscast.
The Massachusetts GOP is criticizing Governor Maura Healey over a new report that shows shifting shelter costs to the state's home-based program. The program provides rental assistance to migrant families. According to the report, Massachusetts is on pace to spend $97 million on the home-based program in the current fiscal year. The state spent approximately $9.5 million on housing at-risk families. Massachusetts Republican Party Chair Amy Carnevale released a statement following the release of the report, saying in part, quote, as much as Maura Healey would like the public to think that she's improving the system, the data tells a different story.
So they're taking Section 8 funding for American citizens and giving it to illegals. But there's another newscast where they've already spending like, was it 40-something million a year for illegal aliens to get lawyers, and now they doubled it. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. Go ahead, Tanner. That's where you were going, right?
Abraham.
I'm sorry, Abraham. I apologize. Abraham in New York. Go ahead.
So a good filmmaker should profile the economics of the entire law community. How much did they earn, and how much did they bill clients in 2021, 2022, 2023, and all the way up to now? And then profile how much are they doing pro bono, and also actual people can hire lawyers ourselves. And also we pressure them to do pro bono, to sue the government. Be like, you guys are making millions. At least do one service for the people. Profile the economic crime. Now we have an argument. Now we can get behind a strong platform. Because they're like, you're spending 1 to 3% of our GDP on foreign occupants, and you're killing our jobs at the same time that AI is killing everybody's jobs. That's another big burden.
Well, remember, FEMA spent under Biden like $20 billion on hotels for illegal aliens.
And then they turn them to crap by the time they're done with the asset. They just deplete the facility to nothing. They destroy schools and hotels. And because everybody else is so busy with our lives, we don't have the leverage to at least complain against those private entities. Some of them are not.
But you hit the key, whether it's homeless or illegal aliens, whatever it is, the NGOs farm them. And they're the real villains. They steal most of the money that's going on here. So yeah, it's absolutely insane. Look at that. Another state now spending, $100 million a year to house non-citizens. They even get free furniture. When will the madness end? So that's what's happening. And it's the same program, the same NGOs. And Trump started to ban it, but since he got rid of Elon Musk, they kind of backed off of it. This is a crisis.
There's an actual term where we can accuse the government of committing felonies. Once we could leverage that they, the government, are guilty of multiple felonies, and then we start specifically identifying those things and then attaching numerical assessments to it. Because when we can accuse you of, all right, not only did you ruin our entire farming industry and this industry, but it cost us this amount of hundreds of millions. When we sue, then in that lawsuit, it also profiles the economic damages. And now we have a strong argument. We don't just have a bunch of strong men with waving signs. We have.
No, you're right. The real fight is countering their lawfare. And this is discrimination against American citizens. It's fraud. We just can't count on Trump to do it or Ken Paxton to do it. They're doing it. We all have to do it. Great points, Abraham. They'd highlighted Tanner, the next caller. So that's why I skipped to that. I apologize. Briefly, thank you for plugging the products, folks. We only sell products that work. If you take the T3 iodine with the methylene blue, with the Shilajit in concert, they all work together. It's incredible. Big sale on the site right now. I haven't even gotten into that today. There's another huge mega sale going there on up to 50% off of many of the products, like Ultimate Life Force, Spike Protein Detoxifier. And they have the new stainless steel with the highest quality filter that cuts out everything. This is the most powerful, beautiful, amazing gravity filter ever. I've had 3 or 4 other sponsors that were great before. This is even better. This is made especially for Bigley. We have all the tests, all the data. This came out better than I thought. I wanted the best. They did it. This is incredible. We had a limited run. It's about to sell out, but you can also, once this sells out, pre-order. More's coming in a few weeks. But everybody should commit for yourself and your family to purify your water with the hundreds and hundreds of forever chemicals in it. And you do, and then you fund the broadcast by getting this filter that does tens of thousands of gallons before you got to replace the filters. They're inexpensive. Get your dual carbon platinum gravity fed water filtration system, 3 gallons at a time, right now, from pool water to swamp water to tap water. It cleans everything out. You're insane if you don't do it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And again, I told them to order 10,000. They ordered 1,000. It's about to sell out, but probably in the, this afternoon. But they're going to have a pre-order because more is coming in 3 weeks. So just get your pre-order in right now. You cannot beat the highest quality stainless steel. It's a beautiful art piece, but the guts of it are insane. So easy to use. Double carbon filtration, highest level, highest rated. You want everything out? You want the answer? This is it. Take care of yourself and keep the show on the air, TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right, Tanner in Delaware. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. I'm calling today to discuss the massive parts yards fires that are going all across the country. And
yeah, I saw it. Just like the last few years, it was food production facilities blowing up at like 10 times the rate. Now I saw some estimate like 40, 50 times the rate of trash yards, of junk yards, which are important places, folks, people that don't know, going up in flame. I'll hold you over to talk about it. But yeah, what's going on there?
I honestly think it's tied to the mass surveillance of the newer cars and that Trump decided to put E15 ethanol or 15% ethanol into the cars, which to the gasoline, which destroys older engines past 2000, and they're forcing everybody to buy a brand new vehicle.
All right, stay there. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to have the crew pull it up. Guys, pull it up. Record fires at parts yards is what they call them, or junkyards. Record level fires, or what's causing all the fires at parts yards? People that don't know, back when I, even when I was like 25, been on air a few years, I would go have something break in my truck, and I would be cheap. They go, that's $2,000. I'd say, BS. Me and Mike Hansen was my camera guy. He was big in that. We'd drive out to a junkyard and get it for like $50. That's the kind of stuff I had time to do. It's kind of fun, you know. If you don't know, all these old cars are key. All the new ones have kill switches, control grids, and the caller's instinct's right, because I actually saw reports a decade ago, and in last year too, all these old car buybacks they claim for the environment are really about destroying old cars. Soon they're going to ban old cars and force you onto these smart cars that totally control you. Great point. You nailed it. We'll come right back to Tanner in Delaware.
These new data centers will oversee everyone in the galaxy. I will be in full control.
Power levels are stable. Proceed with the install. Copy that. Installing the module now. Connection confirmed. All green.
Cable secured. Power to the cluster. Initiating boot sequence. Component locked. Running diagnostics. Archive systems online. Report to command.
Construction team, report status. Power grid stable. TK-421. Cabling complete. No faults. Proceed to phase two for the Empire.
Things are going according to plan. The Emperor will be happy. The Empire demands perfection.
Status report. Any anomalies?
Diagnostics are clear, sir.
Proceed with the calibration. Watch for fluctuations.
I find your desire for privacy insignificant. The Empire's new data network will observe every corner of the galaxy, every signal, every act of disloyalty.
A disturbance in the Force there is. Feel it, you can.
Those who obey have nothing to fear. Those who resist will be terminated.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We've seen record level food processing plants burning up, not just here, but around the Western world. The UN saying they want to cut half the farming or will, quote, starve. You heard that right. We've seen all this. But, yeah, record level fires at parts yards, fancy term for junkyards, which I remember being a little kid, and my grandfather would say, I need a part for the tractor. Let's go to a couple junkyards. And we'd drive around to a couple junkyards in small towns, go eat lunch. It was fun. He'd finally find the part he wanted. He wasn't sure it would work, so he'd go to another and buy another backup. And it was just, you know, fun to do that. And, yes, so what the caller's instinct is right, because you can pull the stories up, they want all the old cars off the road. That's the buyback program, saying they're bad for the earth and all that crap. It's pure bull. All the cars have kill switches. They're all AI now. It's in the federal law, and so it's really important that we save as much of this stuff and we do it. So certainly there's an attempt to erase all the past, all the history, to have everything on the cloud. You should be downloading everything and keeping it on hard drives and thumb drives. That stuff is going to be invaluable. Knowledge, books, all of that is going to be so key in the future. Go ahead, Tanner. Very astute point you made. Go ahead.
And another thing is, too, I forgot to mention that they are closing down so many parts stores like AutoZone and NAPA. And
well, that's because all the new cars are totally proprietary and you can't work on them.
Yeah.
I mean, take John Deere. John Deere for, like, what, 10 years? You can't work on your own tractor. They know if you work on it with a satellite tracking you with a live feed, and it's total crap. Yeah, exactly. They want us dependent. Go ahead.
I know. I'm a mechanic, auto mechanic.
No, I know you know. I'm just saying you're right. I'm just like on your ass because you're so right. Tell people what. That's why all the parts stores are shutting down. Not just that's more important than the junkyards, because they don't let you work on these vehicles now.
No, it's all proprietary technology. You have to go to the dealership. Ford, and I think Chevrolet announced where they are going to try to get Congress to pass it, where it is illegal to work on your own vehicle. You have to have permission.
And to Trump's credit, he's pointed this out about the tractors, so we need to get on him about that. Absolutely, go ahead.
The only three people in Congress that I've seen talk about the surveillance technology in the newer vehicles is Scott Perry out of Pennsylvania, Thomas Massie, and Rand Paul. The rest of them, probably because of lobbyists getting their palms greased, don't want to talk about it.
Well, and let's be clear. This is a whole other 10-hour discussion. I buy American, but... You know, the women in my life, they like foreign cars. And I remember with this Range Rover and this Audi, it was constantly doing errors, constantly saying, and I went in and had another company hack it and turn the computer off. The car's never had problems now. And it came out, these companies do scams saying your car has a problem to just build in replacing parts and making money. It's all a giant fraud.
Yes. It is.
Well, where do you see this going? Again, people get mad at me when I say something good about Trump. I just call balls and strikes. You've seen him trying to pass legislation to, like, make John Deere and people let you work on your tractors. So I just call it. Trump's got a good instinct on this.
Somewhat. I think that people are starting, like you've been saying, people are starting to wake up and realize that something's about to break. And all this control, it's like 1984, a mass surveillance state that I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. You know,
you're totally right. They've already got a state in, but when the AI fully comes in, it's total lifetime.
Yeah, or Terminator.
Because, see, humans can't, even with all the spy grid, they can't make decisions. The AI will be making decisions. Incredible call, amazing points. We're being made obsolete. They're setting it up where nothing works without AI. It's wrong. Needs to be opposed. We'll be right back. Thank you so much, Tanner. We got Stuart Rhodes straight ahead in your calls.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right. Founder of the Oath Keepers, former political prisoner, good friend of mine, former Ron Paul staffer, Army paratrooper, really well-rounded, street smart fella. You know, Yale law degree graduate, won major awards there for his analysis on the police state posse comitatus. Stuart Rhodes with us for the hour. If Will and No Lock and Chris and Dave want to hold, as soon as Stuart's gone, I will go right to you as the first callers. If you want us to give us your number, we'll call you back and have you on next hour, or you can leave. Being respectful of the callers, try to get to all of you, but we'll have open phones in the fourth hour after Stuart leaves. Look for that. But boy, do I have a full play. I've been trying to get Stuart on. He usually comes on real quick. He's been busy, I'm sure. I don't know why. I'm not putting him down. I've just been trying to get on for a week. He's finally here. He's been incognito. Who knows where he was? But I want to get into how – I'm serious. You're always very available. I was kind of wondering where you were. 2 weeks ago, Trump comes out and says Netanyahu's crazy. He'd be in jail. It wasn't for me. He keeps bombing things to keep us in the war. You better stop. And then comes out again a few days ago and says, yeah, we're about to end the war, whether Netanyahu likes it or not, but now goes back to war today. And then you have the Pentagon last Friday coming out and saying 2 weeks before they put out an emergency report, to the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the President. This is official Defense Intelligence Agency and two other agencies. That Israel's the number one espionage threat to the country. That's a day after it passes out of committee in the NDAA 2027 to literally integrate, fuse, synchronize everything from DARPA to NSA to CIA to weapons guidance to satellites to Space Command. It's all there. Then we learn Netanyahu sends a letter to the committee saying, thanks for passing it out of committee. My plan. Then the Israel lobby says, no, it's just about missile defense. I mean, wow. So this is historic. So we got that. Then we've got the riots in Europe, the Islamic takeover, that coming to a full boil. Then we've got the case here in Texas. The media is trying to create a new George Floyd with Carmelo Anthony and all of that. We've got just so much of the midterms 5 months out, big picture with one of the smartest guys I know on these geopolitical and national security issues, Stuart Rhodes. And then inflation, red hot, CPI 4.2. We warned Trump this would happen 104 days into this war. Trump says, oh, yeah, they're not negotiating. I'm going back to war. Then he uses the Apache as an excuse. Iran's not taking credit for that last time I checked. I mean, this is just a hot mess. So Stuart Rhodes, oathkeepers.info, relaunched like the phoenix out of the ashes. Everybody should support him there, get involved. That's a lot I just threw out there, compadre, but you want to start 35,000-foot view and drill into what area first? It's obviously all interconnected, but what I said on Wednesday and Thursday of last week, I said, where is the Pentagon? I said, they are complicit. I literally said, if we don't see the Defense Intelligence Agency or the Joint Chiefs come out and say they're against this legislation. And I said, we better hear whether Trump's behind this legislation or not. We still haven't heard that, and I'm still giving them some time. But this is cut and dry treason. You're a lawyer. I mean, you won Yale awards for your analysis, but I don't need to be a lawyer to read and then see what the other defense experts say. This is beyond even a merger. This is a takeover, and then they say they'll co-own basically all the weapon systems because they don't need our congressional money anymore because they merge with us. Israel's long history of spying on us. I mean, probably we should probably go there first, but then to have the Pentagon come out and say they're the main threat, that shows that they wouldn't, that's not for general consumption in my view. That's not for good cop, bad cop. This is historic in my view and shows that finally territorialism, even if it's not patriotism, has kicked in at the Pentagon to say, whoa, 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 hold your horses. Disagree with me if you want. Stuart Rhodes, tell me what you think.
No, I mean, there's a civil war inside of our government and there's a dividing of the lines. This is the line in the sand. I think more Americans now are waking up than ever before to the influence that Israel and its government has inside of our country. I mean, frankly, my eyes have been opened in the last year about how bad it really is. I kind of had a hint at this because back when I was a student at Yale Law School, a lot of the other students that were there were dual citizen Israeli. And these were atheists, didn't believe in God at all, communists, hated the West, hated our Constitution, wanted to destroy it, but they were absolutely loyal to Israel. And they would admit to me, because, you know, they liked me because I was opposed to what Bush was doing with the war on terror. They would talk to me and they'd say, well, when it comes to Israel, I can't be impartial. That's what they would tell me, that their loyalty was first and foremost to Israel as dual citizens. And so I saw that side of it. And then in the last year, I really opened my eyes to what is going on the other side of it in the, in Benjamin Netanyahu's group and with the radical, fundamentalists and the Christian Zionists. I've got a lot of friends that are hardcore Christian Zionists that want to rebuild the Third Temple. They want to help the Jews fulfill their erroneous prophecy. They're Christians. So they say, okay, Christ is the new covenant. They're mistaken. They still want to help the Jews fulfill their so-called prophecy to bring back their Messiah, even though they know it's going to fail. And it's just really bizarre to watch Christian, conservatives be suckered into supporting the goals of the Zionists who by and large are communists. So that's what I see happening now is that, and I have to have, you have to have some tough love, I think, when it comes to your fellow Christian.
And by the way, this is key. I want to give you the floor on this and expand into where it all comes from. The Scofield Bible, the last 150 years. You're very learned, so am I. We knew about the Liberty. We knew Israel was a big lobby. We knew they did the Levant Affair. We knew they were corrupt. But we're pragmatists. We know big, powerful governments do this. We oppose it, but we didn't just have a hard-on for Israel. We're certainly not for the Islamists. So, but you and I in the last few years, though, Israel definitely saw the power vacuum when the Democrats failing and are definitely coming in to take over and to control foreign policy. They need to control domestic policy. Now they're primarying people, bragging about it. 38 states have passed laws. You can't criticize Israel or you don't get government contracts. And so clearly Israel under the Likudniks has gone completely megalomaniacal. And so I don't think it was, I think you said you woke up. I think Israel really stepped into this role of Zog. And I've never agreed with the Nazis. And they'd say, you know, Zionist occupational government. Literally, that's what they're trying to establish. We're focused on China, the EU, Islam, there's other power blocks, but right now Israel has the biggest dick in the room. Sorry to be gross. They put it on the table and they are now the big elephant in the room charging us. And so as patriotic Americans, we're not going to lie. We're going to assess. We're going to say it. And that's the reality. And I think Israel's bitten off way more than they can chew. Stuart, continue.
Well, no, the mask is coming off. That's kind of my point. They were always manipulating both sides. They manipulated the left. Like you said, through the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, relentless campaign.
Funded all the major radical Muslim groups, Hamas, ISIS, Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, I want to make that clear. I'm opposed to, it's a pox on all their houses. I'm opposed to the Muslim immigration or invasion of the West. I think that is an absolute, it's a death blow to the West, unless it's reversed. That's why I'm proud of the Irish. I'm Scotch-Irish myself. I'm proud of the Irish that are standing up finally. And their only way out really is through revolution. That's just what's going to happen there. And we're not too far behind, sadly. So, but I think what's happening now is the mask is coming off. That's my point, is that we have always known that the left, ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, have used the label of racist and anti-Semitic to attack all of us who are just wanting to preserve the Constitution. And it was so strange to have them attack us and accuse us of something we weren't. We weren't race conscious at all. They're making us race conscious now because they're trying to kill us and exterminate us. So that's the reality. And so the big reality is I got in an argument with, a guy that runs the Patriot, Academy, Green. I got in an argument with him. I was at a forum with him and I was like, hey, it's not just the communists that I went to school with. It's also these radical, rabbis in Israel who are bragging that Islam is the broom of Zionism. That's what they say. Islam is the broom of Zionism to sweep away the West. To sweep away Christianity, and according to them, only then will their Messiah return, when Christianity is just completely destroyed. And so you have this weird...
Meanwhile, that's marriage. Israel's biggest backdrop is the West, and they go, well, Titus sacked us in 70 AD, and so they are the new Rome, and so we must destroy the West. And that is like, I wouldn't say it's the majority, but it's the largest, it's a bunch of groups, the largest vein of Judaism is this messianic, destroy the West... Titus did this to us. You're the new Rome, even. we made a documentary, got like 50 million views, Harrison did, called The Eight Front, and it's just 30 minutes of Netanyahu saying, well, Pompeo, your name Pompeo, and Pompeo ordered Titus Assacus to we're at war with you, but I guess you're okay. And then him saying, yeah, we're really still at war with Rome. That means America. So this is crazy. They're literally picking a fight with us for no reason.
Well, they're telling you, that's my point, is that both the communist Israelis and the radical religious Israelis agree that the West must be destroyed. And so they're destroying the West. That's where the mass, and of course, like I said, through the Christian or the Catholic charities also, but it's in large part these radical Zionist groups that are flooding the West with Muslims to destroy the West because they believe that fulfills their prophecy. And if you're a communist Israeli or a communist Zionist or American communist, you also want to destroy the West. And so they see, that's how you get the red-green alliance.
And then BlackRock and the globalists want it because they don't want a free market competition. So all of these major, and China doesn't want us dominant, so they're funding all of it too.
Sure. So we have all of these enemies, foreign and domestic. That's why, to me, the line in the sand, it's like Colonel Travis at the Alamo. The line in the sand is, are you for America only, or are you for some other? I don't care what country it is. I don't care if it's the Ukraine. I don't care if it's Israel. I don't care if it's the EU. Whatever your loyalty is, you can't have divided loyalty. Either you're American only, or you're not an American. And frankly, I think they should be, I'm in favor of mass deportations. I'm in favor of denaturalization.
Well, we must do it. It's a survival thing. But here's the thing.
Right.
When we say America only, you can't have serve two masters or ten. Every time give up some of our sovereignty in the name of somebody else, it's not even helping them. We have to be America only. Every nation has to be about its sovereignty, its own territory, like a family. You might like your neighbors and stuff, but you're still, your family has to come first. If you're not doing that, you're an idiot.
Well, of course. But they want you to, they condition us all to say, well, if we stand up for ourselves, for our country and our countrymen, now we're racist. That's the big smear. We have to just let go of that. Don't let it work on us anymore. I don't give a damn what anybody calls.
I agree, though. That's happened, though. That's happened, though. And we have the Southern Poverty Law Center caught, as we said decades ago, funding all the white supremacist groups. I'm worried about false flags and the media, because I know they don't boost our videos everywhere. They're boosting the most nasty cartoon Nazis right now, I'm not going to mention, which I'm sure if they don't know they're feds, they're working for feds. Are you concerned about that? And I'm not saying censor them. I'm saying we can criticize it.
Well, it's going to happen. So you can't stop that. So we just have to drive on. I think we're winning the information war. But the problem I see coming right up, because I'm the founder of Oath Keepers, the whole point of my organization was to wake up the troops and get them to say no. We're racing towards a very closing window of they're going to have the ability to just push a button and send out armies of drones and robots to kill us and wipe us off the face of the earth. Not to worry about loyalty of the troops. And so I think right now in this narrow window, we, the people of the world, have got to throw them off.
You just hit the key. The globalists admit the end goal is ground, air, and sea robots that will follow orders. And because they've never been able to get the U.S. military to turn against us, the Democrats tried hard. They claimed Trump was going to use the military against illegals, which is constitutional. He didn't. That red herring is gone now. But you're absolutely right. This narrow window where we still have total human power before the AI fully kicks in, we've got to move now. Go ahead. Talk about it.
That's right. We're racing towards Terminator land. I mean, Peter Thiel, through his connections with J.D. Vance, into the Trump White House, is building the infrastructure across the country for that hellscape of pushing a button and killing you. That's what they want. That's what they, obviously it's what they want. And their goal, of course, is to exterminate most of the human race, with only them left behind. So that's what they want to do. So we have to stop them before they get to that point. That's why I agree with most of the analysis I've seen. Like yesterday, you talked with Ivan Raiklin. Yes, we have to fight these political fights, but we are running out of time. So I really don't know what the solution is other than walking.
I think you just said it. Transcend black and white and all this too. Why do data centers get 100 times the power we get? Why do they get all the water? Why are they by the law? We have to all unify and realize a replacement system is being brought in, and people get that. I think it's rallying points like that.
Well, it has to be. It has to be the people of the planet versus the small corrupt elites who want to exterminate us and control us. We've been saying this for years. You've been saying it. I've been saying it. But we're racing that window now. We're here. And so we have to fight like hell at the local level hard against all these AI data centers. That's the number one thing we must stop. And anything, flock cameras, any surveillance system, I don't care what the excuse
is. And we're having victories. And we got plenty of time to go in the next hour with me, but I want to talk to you about, I want to go back though, because you are, paratrooper, lawyer, Ron Paul, staffer, Oathkeeper founder, political prisoner. You've got the street cred and the curricula vitae. You got it all. Big picture. How big is it that Israel, and you've seen the legislation, am I wrong that it is literally a total takeover of everything? And then B, how big is it to have the Defense Intelligence Agency with the two other big agencies come out officially and say Israel's the main threat? That gives me a lot of heart.
Well, it tells me there are some white hats still left inside, but they're so vastly outnumbered. So yeah, I see that NDAA bill. This is what they always do. They always put it in the NDAA because they think congressmen are afraid to vote against the troops. That's how it'll be smeared, right?
That's they put a pay raise in, and that's what they even said. Oh, you're not for a pay raise?
Right. Yeah. So that's why they put it there. They always put the worst legislation in our history in the NDAA. But I think anyone who votes for that is a traitor, period. Whether they're a
you're the constitutional scholar. You've read the bill. I mean, it says fusion, integration, lifetime integration, merger from R&D to all weapons, claiming Israel co-owns everything. I mean, this is literally beyond treason. It's like a fusion. You looked at it. What is your assessment of how bad this is?
Well, I mean, first of all, it circumvents the treaty clause. It's not actually being ratified as a treaty. But second thing is yes, I consider it treason. You swear an oath. When you join the military, you swear an oath or serve in government. You swear an oath supporting and defending the Constitution of the United States, period. That's your oath, not to any other country. So merging the United States like this, merging our defense industry with theirs, is as far as I'm concerned, is treason.
And let's be clear, that's how the EU got started in 47 and 56 with the Treaty of Rome, was a so-called business deal. That's covert treaties. Explain that.
Well, so like when Michael New refused to wear a UN uniform, remember that? He was a great patriot, refused to wear a UN uniform. He was railroaded through a show trial and kicked out of the military, but he was right. You can't serve two masters. This is exactly the same. Anybody who participates in the integration of the U.S. military with the Israeli military is a friggin' traitor, period.
I'm going to pull up that clause because even Congress pointed that out. This is really a treaty.
Yeah, that's what it really is. But they're not doing it through the normal treaty process. They're just backdooring it through the NDAA, like all the other crap that they've done in the past. Like John McCain's bill to authorize military detention and trial of American citizens was also run through the NDAA of 2012. That way no one would vote against it. That's why they do this kind of crap.
And that was the Enemy process. Combatant Act.
That's right. So they codify what President Bush had already been doing. So, which was terrible, because that's waiting in the wings. That's what a lot of Americans don't understand, is that they have codified in law, both in Supreme Court cases, the Hamdi case in particular, and Padilla cases, in legislation through Congress, now a law in the NDAA of 2012, they've codified the idea they can use military force against anyone on the planet, including American citizens, who they label an unlawful combatant. So imagine a future leftist president who just labels us enemy combatants and then has a drone smoke us. That's the future. That's what we're racing towards. The legal infrastructure is in place. Now they're putting together the actual physical infrastructure with AI, with surveillance systems, with all the crap that Peter Thiel is putting across the country in police stations. This is what's coming. Is a hellscape in the future where they can just push a button and they can justify it under all of the precedents set in place by the Bush administration and the Obama administration, all the war on terror crap. Because of course they'll call you a terrorist. They call me a terrorist. So that's what they're going to do to us. This is the future coming towards us. This is why, as a political prisoner, I'm grateful to President Trump for setting me free. I'm grateful for the DOJ under Trump now vacating my sentence and then remanding it to the judge to be dismissed. But I'm honor bound to speak out. I can't just sit silent because it might hurt my case in front of Judge Mehta right now. I don't care about that. My country comes first. I got to speak out and warn you that unless Trump is brought back around, unless you can focus on him and get him to do his damn job, and be the commander in chief we hired and purge out the deep state. Unless he does that, this country is going to have to fight a revolution to save our liberty. That's what's going to have to happen. And I've said that. I said that when I was in prison. That's one of the things that Judge Mehta read aloud as a statement I had made in an interview and used it against me at my sentencing. It's free speech. It's just pointing out reality. I'm not going to deny reality in front of me. President Trump is still in the hot seat. He still has the chance to fix this. So what I recommend we all do is push on him, get back on track. And like you said, like we talked with Ivan yesterday, what is his destiny going to be? His destiny needs to be to save this country. That's why God saved him, Butler. That's why
I agree. So give me your personal gestalt professional opinion. Again, it's speculation, but everybody knows like 99% of it's real. What is your real view of Trump? Because I'm proud I supported him the last 10 years. We got so much good done. The left says, oh, I was wrong the whole time. Now I'm against Trump. No, I'm not even against Trump. I'm against the areas he's deviating and horrified and proven right about the Iran war not ending quickly and killing the economy and Israel leading us around with the nose. And now Israel's in trouble and that's why they want full power. We could predict they were going to make that move. I thought it'd be a big false flag. It says just take over the damn government. And then even most of the former, all the head former Mossad say Netanyahu's insane, he's going to destroy Israel. Anybody that looks down the road here, I'm helping Israel getting to stop this. I'm helping everybody. This is crazy town where all this runaway garbage is going. What is your prognosis? Is it the Epstein files? We know Lutnick and them are in it. What happened to Trump 6 months in his administration where he went from just meteorically slamming the enemy and then just started going sideways?
Well, I think he was captured. And I think part of it is like he told Margaret Taylor Greene. I think I met her at the Ron Paul event here in Texas where she spoke along with Joe Kent. I think it's probably accurate that he told her it's going to hurt friends of mine in Palm Beach. So I think that's part of it. I think people in his circle in Palm Beach had told him that, oh, this is bad for us. And I think he probably also believed that the rhetoric that was coming out that, oh, this is really just a Democrat. This is the thing about President Trump. He has been targeted and persecuted by the left and by the deep state. And because of that, he's hypersensitive to the idea of hoaxes that are aimed at him. So I think he's being manipulated, frankly.
No, I agree. He's actually said that. Anybody that then acts like they're loyal to him, he will then cozy up to.
Right. So they know that. He's admitted that himself. And so the last person who talks to him is the one he listens to. The ones who kiss his ass are the ones he listens to. So he's surrounded by all these vipers. It's the same as the first term. And so you have this weird dichotomy of Trump on Twitter or on True Social, bellyaching and bitching about Bill Barr, for example, not doing his job. And then you got him, same thing with Pam Bondi, right? He's complaining on social media about things not getting done that he wants done. I believe he wants justice for all of his J6s. I believe he wants to have all
of his, he definitely wants election fraud stopped. And then he nominated Tom right. Lance to be the official AG.
So yes, I think he wants these things, but he has, because of his personality flaws, it's easy for someone to kiss his ass and get in his inner circle and blow smoke up his ass. I mean, I hate to be blunt, but that's just what it is. And he's being tricked into destroying MAGA, into destroying.
No, I agree. Let's talk about how he's been tricked and can't get out of it. And by the way, I'm 52, folks. And in ways I'm better than I used to be in other ways. I could not be 80 years old like Trump next week and do 10% of what he does. He is a Superman. I don't know how he's still walking around. And so I'm not giving him an excuse, but we've done the research. He wasn't screwing kids. He's not that type of guy. He doesn't let people get stuff on him. The point is,
I don't believe that.
Yeah. No. And then these other groups say, oh, don't ever praise good things he does. What he does is bad. We're trying to get him back on track. We were so close to getting to end the war. He told Netanyahu it's over a few days ago. Now he's back at it. We'll talk about it with Stuart Rhodes straight ahead. Your phone calls coming up and more. Be sure to check out Stuart Rhodes' website. Oak Keepers is back. Oakkeepers.info.
Nothing moves. High noon. Black.
I don't sell crap. Bovine Colostrum. I'm going to get back to news. I didn't do any plug in the first hour. And Bigley, about a year ago, puts out a survey. A lot of you that are, you know, if you're a VIP, you get surveys. And, you know, once a month or something, they'll ask, hey, what are you wanting? Or what are you liking best? Or what products would you like? That's smart to ask customers that, right? And you're kind and you tell us. And it came back. Bovine Colostrum was in the top two or three every time. And so was a high-grade beef tallow, which we now have for you as you requested. And it's a great seller. Not rocket scientist to ask your customers what they want. That's the number one rule of sales. Well, have a great product and find out what your customer wants. You can say the customer's always right. I think there's something better I'm going to tell you, but I'm not going to argue with it. But that's an important rule of sale, but I don't think it's the most ethical point. I'll actually tell you what I think I need to know. So we got samples of it in before we even private labeled it from a top place to say, hey, you got to try this. Well, and now I'm taking it because I know how good it is. I'm like, okay, the survey wants bovine colostrum, the first milk of 2 weeks out of a mammal. I know it supercharges the immune system. I know it has all these immunity factors that goes in. It's like the natural vaccine. I know it's great. I know that going back to Germany hundreds of years ago in the UK and even out west here in the US, they had a sickly kid or a preemie they would give them the colostrum. They would call it the first milk of a donkey. It's like always in all the literature, like medical doctors, like that. Oh my God, donkey. Donkey colostrum is like, whoa, man. I mean, like that, donkey. And then horse is good, goats are good, but it's always donkey's the best. It says, you know, the first 2 weeks milk, the colostrum of a jenny. That's in medical books from Germany, the UK, the US. That's how powerful colostrum is. Well, we don't have big, you know, creameries and dairies with a bunch of female donkeys, so you're going to have to settle with the cow. But it's good. And so they send in the canister of the company we're going to private label it from, and I'm like, okay. And so I throw it in the back of my car with some other stuff, and a couple days later I go to have dinner at my parents', and I go, hey, my mom takes, I've seen her take colostrum and stuff. It was women like their hair and their nails and all that. I'll give her this. So I go in and give her a couple canisters of it and everything. And then about 2 months later, my mom is like, Alex, I want some more of that. That is incredible.
Several weeks later.
Mom, you got to listen. The products are amazing.
Well, this one, like I said, I don't do testimonials. There's a lot of good products, but this is the first one that I can go, whoa. It's in a back problem that I've had since Alex was born. Is almost completely gone after 50, however many years. And my hair is much thicker than it has been. And I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this is brand new.
Turned darker.
And darker.
So now she gets it from us, she orders it from us, but that just gives you an example of I'm not selling crap, okay? I'm not going to sell you something that doesn't work. Now, with colostrum, it's going to take, you're going to feel it right away in a few days, but it's going to take, you know, months for you to see it with the skin and the hair and the nails and all that for it to really kick in. But I'm telling you, you are nuts if you don't go to the alexjonesstore.com and get these right now. Just go get it. And then we can expand and have our legal battles and beat the New World Order, and you'll be as happy as a pig in poop. And there's a bunch of sales on all the best-selling products right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I can't be bought. I am simply funded by you if you like the work we're doing.
Nice try, globalist, but Alex Jones is still here, and he's not leaving. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
To start calling, okay, but either tomorrow or the next day, maybe I'll do a special Saturday show. I told everybody that the Q was started by the White House when Trump first got in 2017. They tried to recruit me into it. It was real. It got taken away from them within 6 months into the administration. Then I was told don't promote it, even though I didn't join it, because the Democrats had gotten control. Since then, it came out in the Epstein files who ran it, just like I'd mentioned to people on air without saying names. I told the crew the names. And now Kurt Metzger, I got a video set this morning of him on Duncan Trussell's show here in Austin. And Metzger, I guess, read all the files and figured it out. Because when I was reading them, I knew what it meant, but I didn't do it. So I'm not breaking confidence. They tried to recruit me into it. It's now breaking. And I'm just thinking about how I'm going to do it. Because the only reason it's important is the Democrats and then the Obama angle of the CIA control it. But it had early credibility because Trump authorized its launch. I'll explain why he did it. So he could release stuff on the bad guys but not get sued. And then when it got bad, I went public. And then now people under Democrat control keep going, Q, 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 Q. I'm going to name names, okay? and you're not going to see anybody deny I'm right. So all you said, you don't know. I think I fell off a turnip truck last week. So I don't, when stuff's not illegal and it's done in confidence, I don't break confidence. But it's coming out now. And I just gave you the breadcrumbs of where that's at. And I put in calls to Metzger, and he called me. I need to get on the phone with him after the show. But I'm going to call him because I'm going to say, how did you figure this out? Because he broke it, and then he got it. He nailed it. And because it's in the Epstein stuff. So definitely in the next few days, that's going to come out. And I only do it so people know, like if you got a chart, you know, a Puget Sound or something, and you're out in a boat in the ocean, you're coming into land, there's a rock shelf, a reef over here, a sunken ship over there. I just need to tell people with the Q stuff, and it's not bad you got sucked in by it. It was a psychological warfare operation. It's not bad. You don't have to get mad at me to admit you were wrong. They're planning to relaunch it again. And so the only reason I need to tell everybody where it came from and go ahead and release it all is so that you understand that I didn't make that up. I don't make stuff up. I don't pull stuff out of my ass, okay? So because this is already breaking, I'm going to go ahead and just release it. And no hard feelings, people involved. They did it for a good reason. It got taken away from them. But sure, Rose is going to ride shotgun for the balance of the show. We'll take your calls next hour. I've been running over him because he's exciting me so much with what's happening. I'm going to try to give him the floor and just for at least a while and shut up so he can go through his points about big picture. He's a really smart guy. And then we'll continue and give the number out and take your phone calls. But Stuart, before I do that, let me just humor me. I know you're close to the problem, so am I, so we tend to take it for granted. Because there's so many big stories. The idea that Israel, not just in the NDAA 2027, but 1,400 pieces of legislation that we use Grok to find, and I'm sure there's more, that stuff's mirrored in the intelligence bill and a bunch of others. Israel is literally making a run at us, I think through weakness, realizing they're about to get their money cut off. But at the same time, what does that signify to you, and what do we do to make sure this stuff doesn't pass? Because as you know, it's passed out of committee. You used to work on Capitol Hill for Ron Paul. What do we do?
Well, you have to fight tooth and nail. I mean, you got to get Trump to veto it too. That's what you got to push for. But yeah, it's got to be, it's out of committee. It has to be fought tooth and nail. And everyone that lives in a district for a congressman, we have all of you need to go out after your congressman and say, this is the red line in the sand. If you do this, if you vote for this, you need to have either gut it out of the NDAA. If you vote for this, we're going to get rid of you by any means necessary. We're going to consider you a traitor. And we'll pull out all the stops to remove you from office. That's what needs to be done. That's what else can you do? It's either that or you recognize where you really are and say you're heading for a revolution. That's where we're at. So you fight tooth and nail while you also at the local level do what you can just to build up, resistance to it, to say, we're not going to have cameras in this or AI data centers or any of this crap in my county. You need to get strong counties, local level. Were you ready to fight back?
And when we have victories through those, it builds people's confidence. We're already having big AI data center success.
Exactly. And at the same time, look, they captured President Trump. They're capturing our entire system. That's what's interesting is the gloves are coming off and the mask is coming off. They're saying, yeah, it is us. And now they're putting it in legislation. And if you speak out against that, you're anti-Semitic.
Do you agree? Do you agree, though, that that's a sign of weakness?
Yes. I think they're worried about this mass awakening. They realize they can't stop it. And so what they want to do now is just crush it with physical control and also through election fraud. I don't believe Lindsey Graham won that election yesterday. I think that was stolen again, like Massey's was. I was on the campaign for Massey as a volunteer for the last week in Kentucky. I don't believe that's a legitimate campaign.
And I'm glad you raised that. I was going to get to that next hour. Let's do it now. The polls had Mark Lynch, an incredible patriot, 40-year pedigree as a patriot, fighting hard, John Birch Society, you name it, huge businessman, donating so much of his money to conservative causes. He was 3 to 4 points in all the scientific polls. Then he loses 28.9 to 56.8. Who the hell believes that? I just think they said, hey, this is a globalist, a Zionist. We need to scare anybody trying to primary our people. I think clearly the fix was in. You never see polls that far off, Stuart.
Yeah, it's the same thing we saw with Thomas Massey's campaign. The same thing we just saw in L.A., right? So it's yes, we don't have a clean election system, obviously. And that's the other great failure of the Trump administration, along with not purging out all the corrupt and treasonous FBI agents and prosecutors. He has not cleaned up our election system like he promised. That's just reality. And I know all his defenders were like, oh, it takes time. He's only one man. He's the commander in chief. He's the president. What is his plan to do that? Who is he actually putting in charge of doing that? And where is it at? You saw, I don't know if you saw the John Gross interview that was just done recently when he left, you know, the weaponization, the so-called weaponization wing of the DOJ and spilled the beans. They have zero interest in reining back weaponization.
I did see excerpts, but yeah, Trump said he was against weaponization. They had congressional hearings. Instead, they're just taking it over and redirecting it. Why don't you fill them in on that?
Well, yeah, so I think President Trump is against weaponization. He was a victim of it. And I think he did the right thing by setting us all free on January 20th and wanted accountability.
And Todd Blanche's deputy AG killed Ed Martin's investigation that they initiated, not me, into weaponization.
It's worse than that. It's worse than that. So they put Harmeet Dillon in charge of the weaponization section. And according to John Gross, Harmeet Dillon doesn't want to do anything about it. Her attitude is, well, we're not going to sue ourselves. We're not going to actually go and clean house. They're not firing any of the prosecutors who violated our rights and committed felonies and suborned perjury. They're not going after any of these people. They're not going after the cop that murdered Ashley Babbitt. I mean, none of this stuff is happening. There's no accountability. That's why back to Q. Q is complete. I call it a lullaby. It's an absolute.
Yeah, let me stop you there because I went ahead because I'm getting ready to do this and I'm going to talk to you when you get off here, get your expertise in this, your advice. I went ahead and just gave you a quick little bloop on that. But you know, they tried to recruit me at the White House into that early on. I said, it's too Gnostic. It's going to get taken away from you. They wanted to be able to put stuff out like was in WikiLeaks, but not get sued and like do it with like, you know, with knowledge. So at first it really was out of the White House. And now it's in the Epstein files. People don't know, you know, who was quarterbacking. And that's who they tried to recruit me through. And I said, no, I'm not part of it. I said, when you have something legitimate, send it to me and I'll boost it. But I never wanted to work for an agency or any group. So I said, no, as I always do. And then the Q people think like, oh, I'm just making that up. Like, you don't know anybody. Who are you? Alex Jones. Who do you think you are? Stuart Rhodes. But my point is now people figured out what it is. And so I never broke confidence, but because it's coming out, I want to just put a demarcation line out so people understand that they're trying to reconstitute those similar Gnostic technologies to control people. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. I mean, so I knew by its fruits that it was a psyop. I was in prison in solitary confinement with Doug Jensen, another J6er, absolute Q-tard. I mean, nice guy, but just 100% believing Q still to that day. And so it's designed, like what I call a lullaby. It was designed to get you to trust the plan, sit back, don't worry. President Trump's really the president of the military, communist government and all this nonsense that we're still under communist government, that President Trump never left office. All this nonsense is out of queue. And so the people that parrot that, some of them are very sincere patriots, but I think others are paid actors.
And meanwhile, you used to be like, I used to say, hey, Ron Paul, come on. He goes, well, I'll come on next week, but Stuart Rhodes knows more than I do. He used to be like a top staffer in Congress, Yale graduate, Yale awards. They're like, what do you know, Stuart? What have you done, Oathkeeper? No, no, we know. We talked to the magic Q.
Right. I mean, I was just his legislative correspondent. I just answered his mail. So, but I was honored to be on his staff, and it was great to go see him again for his 90th birthday. So, yeah, I've been a long-time Ron Pauler. But my point is that
Let me talk you up. Ron Paul literally told me to get you on the show.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. But my point is,
you're talking about, and I'm going to go ahead and reveal all this because I'm sick of the crap. I mean, this was a White House operation. They told me 6 months later that the deep state took it away from us because they all had to do was buy off 4chan, 8chan people, which you find out Epstein basically ran. I'm about to reveal it all, but I'm just so sick of knowing the facts. And then not able to reveal sources and having idiots when I have such a track record of accuracy thinking I'm making stuff up. Go ahead.
Well, so there's, like I said, it's capture. All throughout this, we can see that's a good example, right? So President Trump authorizes this plan to diverge, to send out information, through back channels, et cetera. That's great. But then it gets captured because it's anonymous. That's the problem. Like the anonymous movement online, right? Well, anonymous says this, anonymous says that. Q's the same way. How do you know who Q is? It's so vulnerable to capture because there's no person that you can say, okay, I trust that person. You don't know who Q
is. It's like an early version of AI or deepfakes.
Well, yeah, it's just, and the same goes for Trump himself. So we trusted Trump. I believe he was sincere in all of his rhetoric and when he was running for office. And I went back and watched old tapes of him from way back when, like 20 years ago, talking about American foreign policy and the trade deals and everything else. And he was right about all that. So I think he sincerely loves this country, but I think he's been captured. And big part of it is Miriam Adelson, right? I'm sure when she gave him all that money to run for office, I'm sure she didn't say, I'm doing this so that you'll do what I want when it comes to Israel. That's not how that stuff works. Oh, no, I'm a
No, it's how a lion or tiger sneaks up on its prey or a wolf. It does it sneakily, incrementally.
Right. Look at Mark Levin, another one, right? I read his books while I was in prison. Oh, this is a good book. I just listened to his radio show. He sounds and walks and talks like a conservative.
Oh, I've been listening to Mark Levin 20 years. He went on real topics. He's super smart and great, but that's how they get you when they can slip the knife in.
Right. So now we know what it really is. When it comes right down to it, it's all about loyalty to Israel first, period. That is the line in the sand. And it's a line in the sand for a reason, because Israel, the Mossad, the Israeli government is part of the deep state globally to take over the world and destroy our country and destroy the West.
Victor Boot said yesterday, and he's a really smart Russian insider, merchant of death, as they call him, Putin insider. He said, look, it's the globalists, the British Empire system, the mega banks, but Israel in modern days is their hitman. You think that's an accurate statement?
Absolutely. And look, the Rothschilds started the nation state of Israel. Jeffrey Epstein worked for the Mossad along with the CIA. And the Mossad and the CIA, they're like two copulating dogs in the street. They're connected. They can't get unstuck. They're stuck together. We need to take them all down, both domestic and foreign, but it's all intertwined. ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, their whole point was to get you to not notice, to not look at that. Don't look at this. Don't look at what's in front of your face. Don't look at all the plans to destroy you and wipe you off the face of the earth. And then the same thing goes for the Christian Zionists. All these pastors are being conditioned, flown to Israel and conditioned to say, well, we must support Israel. I got people in my own family who I love dearly that texted me after my last appearance on your show because I said, you know, I'm not, only wall I'll pray at is at the Alamo. I made the point on Harrison's show. It's like, I said, that's my last post on X with my, you'll never see me doing that. I stood at the Alamo and prayed and said, this is the only wall I pray at as an American because God's hand was on this country from its founding. I believe that's true. And that's what a Christian.
And we're not supposed to know that we have a covenant with God as well.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, Christ was the final sacrifice. He is the new covenant. So why are Christians who believe that now going to help the Jews who turned away Christ, rejected him, still reject him, build a third temple to bring back a Messiah who already came back?
There's a wide spectrum, as you know, of rabbis of different views, but it is the largest minority in Judaism is extremely anti-Christian, extremely, you know, all the rabbinical stuff's hundreds of books. It's a wide thing. But my issue is that the entire Old Testament is when Israel does good, God blesses them. When he's bad, he puts them in bondage. They twist it and say, we're supposed to support whoever's in there, whoever's in charge, or we're going to hell. Well, why did Herod cut off John the Baptist's head? Why did God curse Saul? They've dug it all up. It's all true. The other countries act the same way too. Sometimes God would raise up an evil king of another group to help the Jews when they were being good. When they were bad, he did that. No, the Bible is not do whatever the Jewish leader says. That is crazy. I mean, that is insane.
That's a really good point that God punished the Jews multiple times with exile and invasion. But my point is after Christ came, that's the New Testament, the new covenant. Now the only way to God is through Christ, right? No one gets to the Father.
No, we're grafted into it.
Right. So if you believe that as a Christian, then how can you also at the same time believe that you must be loyal, like you said, to a government because of the Old Testament? The Old Testament is the Old Testament. This is the New Testament. It's a whole new covenant. It just drives me completely insane. I don't understand.
Well, and also the Old Testament says, when of the line of David he comes, he will be there to fulfill the old, and that brings everyone under it, which is actually the prophecy. And then they deny the prophecy right in front of their face.
Right. And I know some very hardcore Christian conservatives who are messianic, because they believe in Christ. They attend a messianic synagogue. Good people, good friends of mine, but they believe that it's their duty as Christians to help the Jews fulfill their mistaken prophecy, rebuilding the third temple, that then Messiah will come back.
And that's actually what Revelation says is he comes to the third temple and says he is the Messiah. They're literally trying to build the temple for the Antichrist.
Well, they don't believe that, but
I know they don't believe it, but there it is. They'll believe this is the new Christ. You'll have Christian Zionists and Jews believe the Antichrist is the real Messiah.
That's what I suspect is most likely.
It's cut and dry. It says right there he's the false Messiah. in the Third Temple.
So we have
and he's got a world government that everyone must follow its orders and worship it, meaning do what it says or you can't buy and sell. That's AI. And the image of the beast is everywhere watching everyone. I mean, it's all perfectly described right there.
Yeah. And that's what's coming. That's what's racing down upon us.
And then these idiot white supremacists go, oh, it's a Jewish brainwashing thing so they can control the paradigm. Whatever. Something 2,000 years old that's all coming true. How the hell did they know that? It was inspired by God.
So as a Christian, I believe this. I believe as a Christian, we have to say Christ is the only way, as he said, and stick to that. We can't have divided loyalty. This doesn't make any sense to have Christians going around and trying to fulfill the Old Testament prophecy.
But don't you see it being set up where when the new Antichrist Messiah shows up at the Third Temple, the Christian Zionists are almost saying that's God? They're already primed for it.
I think they... The ones I know who've been involved in a lot of this, what they believe is that it's their duty as Christians to help the Jews rebuild the Third Temple so that the Jews will finally realize that they're mistaken and that Christ is the Savior. I think that they don't believe they're going to think that guy is the Messiah. They know it. He's not. But they're trying to help them because they believe that's their duty to help the Jews.
Well, listen, the Bible says that even the elect will be turned by the deception of the Antichrist. And if it wasn't for God intervening, no flesh would be spared. And a grand illusion will be given over to the people.
Could be. I don't know. But I'm not a theologian. I'm just saying that this is my perspective as a Christian. It's just bizarre to watch this divided mind.
No, I agree. But let me just say this. The Jews are special. There's no doubt the Abrahamic thing. There's no doubt the three major religions out of it. There's no doubt that it is prophecy. There's no doubt God's hands on it. I'm not denying that. But anything that powerful is going to have the devil all over it. Go ahead.
No, I'd say they were. You know, if you want to believe the Old Testament completely, and frankly, I have some doubts now about that. I'm going to be blunt with you. I really do. But if you want to believe that is actually the word of God and has not been manipulated or changed, okay. They were special. Guess what? They lost that.
When I say special, I mean a very important role. But listen, here's the deal. You can say the Dead Sea Scrolls might have been interpreted wrong or whatever, but now they found them in Ethiopia and in what was Babylon, you know, after that, Baghdad, and they've also found a bunch, in Greece that are only like 100 years after. Those guys, those priests and the Christian, early Christians, they were neurotic about making it exact. The way they edited it was they pulled how many dozens of books. The real censorship was pulling a bunch of books.
And the Scofield Bible through the notations too.
Oh, 100% new Bible versions, complete garbage. Oh, you're right there. Yeah.
Yeah. So they tell you, like the founding fathers, I never heard anybody in the founding generation, any of those preachers, the Black Robe Regiment, talking about, you know, we must fulfill as Christians, we must fulfill the prophecies of the Old Testament, help the Jews rebuild the Third Temple. You don't see that anywhere.
That's 170 years old.
It didn't exist.
That was funded by the Masons through Israel or the Proto-Israels. You're right. No one believed in a pre-tribulation rapture until like 150 years ago. It's all made up crap.
Right. So that's why I say I don't even trust the Bible anymore because I don't know what's been done to it. So, but my point is I'm a Christ believer. Whatever you think about the Old Testament, whatever you thought about what God's special role for the Jews was, is that's gone because this is the new covenant. This is why they hated Christians, right? Oh, you can't say that anyone can get a pathway to God. Only we can. We're the chosen people. Only us. That's what they wanted to stone
them. That's always with the priest class. They always do that. No matter if it's the Jews, Christians, whatever.
But that's reality. That's what happened.
No, you're absolutely right. Now shifting gears out of that, I want to take phone calls on... We've already covered Israel a lot. What about China? What about the EU? What about the riots in Europe? What about Islam? I think we should also look at the other big... predator groups, the power groups, because Israel's so front and center. Every day I'm like, God, I just spent 2 hours on Israel and other stuff to hit, but then I don't want to be lacking in that because it's kind of front and center, which I'm not happy about because I knew there was this possible future. I was trying to avoid it. But here we are with Stuart Rhodes. Briefly, tell folks about Oath Keepers. It's back. What an incredible organization. People can get involved right now.
Yes, I would encourage them to go to givesendgo.com/oath. And please donate to help us rebuild. givesendgo.com/oath.
All right, I'm going to say this briefly. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, yeah.
No, we'll come back and plug more. I just want to say this very clearly. I don't claim to be some theologian or read Greek or any of this, but I have read the Roman history, Jewish histories. I mean, I'm big into it. I've read thousands of books. And it is confirmed by secular archaeologists, okay, that they've got Dead Sea Scrolls from that were 1,000 years old. They've got them written right after Christ died for the New Testament. They've dug them up everywhere, and they match. And then they found in Ethiopia in all these caves stuff carbon dated from like 100 years after, exactly the same. And the Book of Enoch they found in Ethiopia is the same book they found there. So the good, but I'm saying is you're right, Stuart, the censorship is all those books pulled out of the Bible that I really think we should focus on and talk about on air, because that's the wild stuff, folks. The watchers and the children of, you know, men coming down with the women and all that. But again, Oathkeepers.info, people can donate. How do they join? How do they get involved, Stuart?
You can go to giftsandgo.com/oath, and that's the best way to donate. And also right now, I got my site updated. I need an IT guy. If you know a good one, let me know.
Yeah, but, so you're rebuilding. People should join you, email you there. We'll be right back with Stuart Rhodes. And speaking of money, you can be guaranteed that 99% of the money that comes in here goes into our legal defense and rebuilding the new network. I'm into victory, not into material crap. Ladies and gentlemen, when you go to the AlexJonesStore.com, you are getting the very best supplements, the very best water filtration now and about to sell out, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. It is incredible, and it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. Now, they've got another end-of-spring sale running for just a few days. Some of our best-selling items, I've got a whole list of them right here, are 50% off because we want you to try them. We want you to get them at the AlexJonesStore.com. So be sure and take advantage of that right now. I had my printout here, but there's just so much going on. I'm completely insane. But the biggest thing you should all take is Ultimate Life Force. It is the strongest kitchen sink, spike protein detox, pro-cardiovascular system. It's a horse pill. Everybody should be taking this just for regular health. It is the kitchen sink. It is incredible. Ultimate Life Force for a few more days. 50% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And we will sell out today on the new dual carbon platinum gravity fed water filter, the very best out there at the lowest price. Sells out today, but you can pre-order more in 2 weeks.
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. F*** that, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach in California? Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. That is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack, a massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the Sea Moss capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Hey, the crew just had an idea. So we got Will, No Lock, Chad, Chris, Kevin, David holding forever on the same topic of national security. I apologize to you. We're going to get to you right now with Stuart Rhodes. But then after these callers on the board, we're going to open the phones up for people in Ireland, England, Wales, Scotland with the revolt and the awakening happening. And you got to have your own country access code. That's all you got to know is your country exit code and then the number that we put on screen for you. Because there's no reason to have a 1-800 number at the new network because everything's basically free calls or with your basic service. But let's put the number on screen. All future callers, now you can't call in right now because the lines are full, but as soon as your callers hang up, we're only taking calls from the UK. Let's put that number on screen, please, so that everybody can call us from Ireland, from England, from Wales, or from Scotland. Is our computer down, or we put that on screen? There it is. So your country exit code, and then 1-512-266-0642. Just your country exit code and 1-512-266-0642. We'll leave that on screen. Your country exit code. All right, Stuart, I swear we're going to these calls at 6 after. I've been ranting and raving. It's been a great discussion. We're just all with a map like pinball here. What else is in your radar in this short segment before we go to these phone calls?
Well, I think it is important for us to focus on President Trump. I believe that he is being set up. I think that the deep state, like he just had Cornyn come out and admit that he, you know, really doesn't like Trump. He was just playing along. That's what they do. And I think the same goes for Lindsey Graham and all the rest of them. I believe they want MAGA to fail. They want the president to lose the midterms and lose the control of the House and Senate so they can finally be rid of MAGA. I think President Trump, in a way, it might be good. It might wake him up to what's really being done to him. We need to focus on him, on getting him to stand up and get back to the Trump that we elected, back to his campaign promises, back to his mission. So I think we need to, you know, do the best we can. Not saying kiss his ass, blow smoke, but just say, President Trump, you know, you were saved in Butler. If I could talk to him right now, I'd say, President Trump, God saved you in Butler. That was a miracle to save our country. And you've got to get back to that mission. And you got to set aside everything else. And you're being manipulated and steered into doing the exact opposite. They're running the clock out on you. Their whole goal is to distract you and weaken you and run the clock out until you're gone without going after them. He needs an aggressive attorney general right now. It should not be Todd Blanche. He needs to have an aggressive attorney general. Maybe it should be Peter Tichtin. I don't know. I would say Ivan Reitman, frankly. But you need to have that as your focus, is taking down the deep state. And frankly, the same goes with Secretary of Defense. I just watched a Pete Hegseth speech he gave during the first administration from the King David Hotel in Israel, talking about building the third temple and how that's one of his goals. So I think Pete Hegseth is not the right guy for the job anymore. So this is the dividing line.
Totally, he's in it, like esoteric Judaism. He's got the Jerusalem cross on his chest. It's like, dude, what's that? You know, but going back to this.
I used to love that, but now it's like, okay, what you really are is a Zionist.
Yeah, Hegseth's a very likable guy, and I think he believes in what he's doing. He's a true believer, but
sure. He's
wrong. So yeah. We don't hate him. We're just worried about him. Expanding on this, clearly they're setting Trump up to lose the midterms. He's starting to figure it out, but every time he starts to try to do an exit ramp, he gets pulled back in with these new strikes on Iran. What do you make of that?
Well, yeah, he's been manipulated like crazy. And so he needs to just make a decision and be the commander in chief. He needs to tell Netanyahu, go stuff it. We're going to pull our troops back and let Israel fight their own fight on its own. Well, he needs to refocus on the deep state. What is the point of whatever outcome, whether you believe, even if you believe that you must, you know, fight the mullahs and take down their, I frankly agree with the first strike. Let's get rid of their capacity for developing a nuclear weapon. I don't trust any fatwa that one of their corrupt leaders, they could just do a fatwa and then change their mind the next day. So I was fine with that. But after that, he's being sucked into this war for a purpose, which is to weaken him, weaken our economy, distract him, destroy the MAGA base and destroy his movement and then eventually destroy our country.
Yeah. So, don't you remember back in June last year? I'm not tooting my horn, but a year ago, I told you, I said, Stuart's a setup for total war. And you're like, yeah, well, the Millers are scum. I think this is just a way to defuse it. Yeah. I said, I hope you're right.
Well, you were right, and they are scum. So the two could be true at the same time.
No, it's totally true.
Opposed to Islam.
Well, yeah. I'm surprised you don't love the Millers. I know I do. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Now now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies and truth without significance and classism and statism and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
You're listening to Alex Jones.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it!
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, this land was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I finally decided, because it's people have already figured it out, it's already out there, and I don't ever violate a confidence if it's not illegal. When I'm given information, I don't give out the sources, but at the same time, the real history of Q needs to be known, and I'm sick of people thinking they know when I know. And I'm told Stuart now in confidence because he's, you know, been a political prisoner, lawyer, you know, Yale law graduate, really smart guy. His view on it. Before we go to these calls, just briefly, I just kind of filled you in during the short break. You were saying just release it now. But it's a big deal, and I don't want to try to be mean to anybody. I just know it's been co-opted. They're using the similar technology, not Trump, but the kind of the Obama MI6 now that hijacked it. And it's in the Epstein files that they were running it with, you know, somebody very well known with Epstein. And that's who tried to recruit me into it through their people at the White House. And I just really want to bring this out, but I also want to think about how we do it. Stuart Rhodes.
No, I think it's too important. I err on the side of disclosure because, it's being used right now and similar continuity government nonsense. You know, Trump's, you know, was always the president. I forget the guy's name, but you know, the military's always been in charge. Same kind of nonsense being put out there that makes people sit back and just wait and trust the plan. We don't have time to do that. So I think it's more important to get people to realize they're being played and to not just sit and wait. That's more important than anything else.
You think I ought to release names?
Yes. I think you should tell everybody. But look, man, this is just too important not to tell the truth now. It's coming out anyway. I'm going to go ahead and just rip the Band-Aid off and say exactly what happened and how it happened so that we can help these people to wake up.
Well, now that I've said this, I have to. I don't know. I might do it this hour. I'm definitely going to do it tomorrow. I want to talk to Kurt Metzger because...
Do it right now.
Well, Metzger figured it out from the emails. When I saw them, I think he probably saw more than I did. He spent a lot of time reading them. I want to know how he figured it out. I mean, it's hidden in plain view, but he figured it out exactly. And so I'm going to talk to him after the show today, but I think just for security issues, people are not going to be happy about this.
Tough.
I mean, one time
they should have come out. They should have come out themselves. When it got hijacked, the ones who originally set it up for good intent should have come out and said, it's been hijacked. We're letting you know what happened to the American people. Don't fall for it. They didn't do that. So as far as I'm concerned, they were derelict in their duty.
Well, they did call me and say it's been hijacked, but you know, you can tell people that, but don't say, you know.
Right.
And then I got blasted, of course. I mean, all I'm doing is trying to do my job. And I don't like giving up sources. It's just like I got a call 6 days after Kurt was killed. Go ahead, make your point.
I'm sorry, you just broke up.
No, but going back to this, remember 6 days after Kurt was killed, I get a call by a person in the cabinet meeting, and it was a lot of people in there, so it was safe to, you know, say cabinet person. They said, no, it's okay to say it was a cabinet meeting. It was like 50 people in there or so. And they said, listen, this is unsafe for us to say, but you can tell people the Capitol came in and yelled at Joe Kent, the head of national counterterrorism and the head of oversight, Tulsi Gabbard, and that Cash Patel said, you're not supposed to look at domestic intelligence, even though that's what it's set up for, to share that over the agencies. And I don't want to look at any foreign involvement or any accomplices. And they wanted that out. So I put that out. Months later, it came out indeed. The day I said it, it all happened, of course. So I'm just a conduit. They know that'll put stuff out from good sources. But at the same time, it wasn't Joe Kent gave me the information. Wasn't Roger Stone. Roger won't even talk to me now because they think it's Roger giving me stuff. Wasn't Roger. It was, and I made another call to somebody I knew who confirmed it as well. My point is I don't make stuff up. And so this Q thing, the reason I'm going to bring this out is it's already coming out. And so I kind of feel like, okay, now that other people figured it out in the Epstein emails, I don't think that is a violation of confidence that at this day and time, plus I feel it's a moral imperative, like you said, to neutralize this so it doesn't continue to have power over people. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It's Operation Trust. It's this massive psyop that's being used against the American people. It's getting like half the population to just sit back and wait. I know a lot of good people that are still waiting for this Trust the Plan crap. And like,
okay, for people that don't know, tell them what Operation Trust was in Russia for people that aren't experts like you.
Well, yeah, it's a setup by the Russian government to ferret out and find those who were criticizing or resisting. That's what this is too, but it's even worse. It's a lullaby. It's meant to make you just go to sleep and wait. Just trust the plan, be the comfortable frog in the pot as we turn the heat up until it's too late. You can't do that. That's why that comes to me, that comes above any obligation as a journalist to protect confidential sources that are years and years old now. I think you should just release it. I really do.
Well, I just feel sorry for people because I have a responsibility to do this, and the Q people still infected with it are still mad at me that I told them in late 2017, hey, sources have started Q to be able to leak stuff and help the country say it's been co-opted, and we now know Jeffrey Epstein was running 4chan and 8chan and literally integrated. And so you asked me during the break, you said, well, was the person and group that recruited you from the White House, were they part of this effort from the start, or did they get taken away from them? Well, they told me it got taken away. But now you read all the emails, that person is with him, basically setting it up from the beginning.
Well, it might be both. It might be that that person thought he was doing the right thing for the right reasons, but was also being captured and co-opted. This is the thing that's, it's like, look at Jared Kushner. Through Jared Kushner, I think the Zionists were already co-opting and subverting Trump from the very beginning through his son-in-law. And so these are big players. And of course, he was right in bed with both Barr and also with Netanyahu, right?
And Trump knew to not have involved in the campaign and claim he was done, but secretly he was bigger than ever. Now he's getting an island for $5 billion with all this Islamic money out of Saudi Arabia and UAE, and now there's an uprising in Albania about it. And then his wife brags that they've done this deal 2 years ago with the Rothschilds, and then they try to say it's a made-up story when they're the ones bragging about it, trying to get investment for it.
Right. So my point is that we live in the House of Mirrors, and we have to presume that every institution, every person in our government is being subverted. Like Thomas Massie said, every member of Congress has an AIPAC handler, right? They have a handler. They have someone assigned to them. And so the same is true inside of Trump's administration. I think one of them is Kushner. I think Trump had his own snake inside his garden from the very beginning through Kushner. And so can he be redeemed? I think he can. But we have to be, be blunt about it with them. It's like, hey, you're being steered into not doing your duty as the President of the United States.
I agree.
Not saving your own country.
What do you say? Because I usually predict things and understand how the public operates. But I noticed 2 weeks ago when Trump came out, and I knew he leaked to Axios, which he later confirmed he's done other public statements to Axios now. They told Netanyahu, you're crazy. You shouldn't kill a whole building of people to get one bad guy. Israel's super unpopular and hated because of you. And that was Trump. So the usual suspects, the bots hit me and said I made it up. It wasn't true. But I also noticed as soon as Trump started to do that, I said, this is good. We should put pressure on Trump to off-ramp. And like half the commenters, which are important because that shows the bots, the control, manipulation of real people, were like, why are you on Trump's ding-dong? That was what they all said again. Why, you're done with Trump. You're not allowed to lobby him or put pressure. That's insane. The idea that if Democrats get back in, I'm going to put pressure against legislation on them. The idea that we disengage because we're mad at Trump, we get more engaged. They want us disengaged and to give up. But what is this new phenomenon, or maybe it's not new, Stuart, where we're bad if we're trying to put pressure on Trump. We're with Trump now. What the hell does that mean?
Well, yeah, they're trying to get you, like you just said, they're trying to get you to not pressure him and remind him of his duty. They want us to bail and not be engaged at all. So I think it's a mistake to do that. So we have to be engaged. But we can't do it, like I said, you have to walk that fine line. It's like, President Trump, you're there for a purpose. This is your actual purpose. Get back to that purpose. You got to give him tough love. I still love the man, respect him, because he fought so hard and he was targeted for a reason, because he was standing up for us. But he has obviously now been co-opted and captured.
And let's be clear, we have the proof. He did so many good things, moved the needle so many places, that you can't deny that he was definitely an agent of good change overall until a year ago.
3 months. The first 3 months of his administration, this term was great. I think DOGE was fantastic. Obviously, setting us all free was fantastic. You know, his goals were fantastic. But he has been steered into turning on those goals, not releasing the Epstein files and fighting against it until he had to, because it was run through Congress by Thomas Massie. Declaring Thomas Massie a traitor, Marjorie Taylor Greene a traitor, Lowen Boebert, all these staunch, the most America First consistent defenders of our Constitution are now being attacked by President Trump.
And calling, saying I'm low IQ and a bad person. And so throw your biggest supporters under the bus. And then merge with never Trumpers that hate your guts. Let's go to these calls, but I'll just say this in closing on these subjects.
Exactly.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, I use the Bible analogy. I forget the exact, like the archangel and the devil fight over the body of Elijah or whatever. The political future of this, we need to be fighting over the future of this legacy and not just throw a fit and just run off and not be engaged.
That's right.
That is a no-brainer. But I just continue to see this talking point that's clearly a mindless talking point. When I go, oh, good job, Trump. Kennedy, you know, just took most of the childhood vaccines off the schedule. Great, we're getting, oh, God, you love Trump now. And I'm like, no, we're calling wins and losses. It's like completely common sense. Let's go to phone calls. Thanks for holding. No Lock, you're really a saint for doing that. You're on the air on the West Awakening. Go ahead, No Lock.
Hey, so just real quick, I want to plug and let people know you're really crazy if you're not supporting Alex on the AlexJonesStore.com and getting at least a subscription 30 days a month, $30 a month. The way I look at it, I'm giving you $1 a day for 3 hours of what you put on. And, you know, I buy stuff in bulk. I just looked and I had $220 sitting in because you get $40 for the 30 you're spending, and I had $220 sitting around, and I just made a couple other big orders. So please support Alex and keep him on. I do want to say, Alex, you know, you've been making the mistake several times with the Book of Enoch. As an Orthodox Christian, there is truth in Enoch. If you want to know what the church has always believed about Enoch, go listen to Father Stephen DeYoung on Tucker Carlson. The reason Enoch is not included in the Bible is because it cannot be attributed specifically to Enoch.
No. I'm not a theologian, but I understand it is seen more as legend from the time as revealed word of God.
Correct. But there is truth in there. So
isn't a bunch of Enoch later quoted in parts of the Bible?
It's St. Peter quotes it, so does St. Jude. But Paul also quotes, Paul quotes several pagans as well. They're not saying that this is 100% word of God, but it's that there is truth maintained in there, because we have to stop putting today's society back in the Bronze Age. People weren't walking around with Bibles. It was oral tradition. It's the same reason why Jesus says, "My Lord, why have you forsaken me?" That's Psalm 22. He's not really saying God's forsaken him. That Psalm 22, everybody standing around the cross would have known, because Psalms were sung inside of the temple, and they would have known, oh, he's singing Psalm 22, and that's where it talks about how the Messiah will be pierced for the transgression. So he's telling the Jews that are around that would have known this is going on right now.
Well, let me be clear. So I've done my studying, but I don't claim to be, you know, some theologian. I was bringing this up just to Stuart to say they have dug up scrolls around the world that match each other, both from the original Old and New Testament and books that were removed. I was just saying that's how we know it's accurate. Go ahead.
Well, we never removed any books. That was Protestantism. That's why we have a major issue with Protestantism that pulls books out. And Stuart, if you want to put your mind at ease, go look how the Greek Septuagint was. It literally means the 70. 70 specific Jewish men were asked by a king in Greece, and he separated the people and said, tell me what this book is saying. And they were literally identical. Everybody that was writing out the first five books of the Bible, the books of Moses.
Well, that's what I was saying. Isn't it identical? Amazing that they dug up scrolls in Ethiopia that are just as old that match stuff dug up in Israel? That's pretty powerful.
100%. So, and I understand the skepticism, but like the historical information is there if you want to put your mind at ease. Now, I am very happy to see what's going on in Ireland. However, they're disarmed. Ireland is disarmed. So yes, there is an awakening to what's going on, but we have a different issue in the United States.
Well, hold on, let me stop you. You only have the floor, but right. I'm not mad at you, but I'm not calling for violence. Because if you don't fix stuff peacefully, you'll never have the energy if we fail and go to the next level of violence. But let me tell you something. And I'm 52, and I used to be a lot tougher than I am now. I used to be do cartwheels, okay, and done some ass kissing. I mean, ass kissing and ass kicking. The women ass kissing. The point is that with a ball peen hammer, I can get all the guns I want. Now, I get they're not trained. Most of them don't know how to use a gun. That's the difference. But let me tell you something. I can get all the weapons I want with a hammer or a double-edged dagger. And I'm not saying we're going to go there, but if the Irish with gasoline and torches and hammers can take that whole country back if they take action, I'm not calling for that, but governments know that. Even when they stand up their robots, a pissed off majority or even irate minority cannot be stopped. I'll go back to you, No Lock, but I want Stuart Rhodes, who's more of a military expert than I am. Am I wrong here, Stuart?
No. And also don't forget the IR ever disarmed, ever. And if they can get guns, so can any Irishman. And in Ireland, you can have a double barrel shotgun. I can do that. But
explain, with a hammer or a club, I can get all the guns I want.
Of course, yeah. And like I said, the Irishmen do have their double barrel shotgun. Those work just fine, too. So, yes, they have absolutely the capacity. The men of Ireland have the capacity to take their island back. And I believe they should. And I believe they will have no choice but to do it. We have to just be blunt. There's no political solution for them. They have got.
You see these? I don't need a hammer. Stuart, explain to people. Right. We don't need hammers to get guns, do we? We have these.
No. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you're trained and competent, you can find a way. I mean, look at the ghetto resistance for the Warsaw Ghetto. They started out with a couple of handguns, and they just shot and killed Nazi officers and took their weapons. So it could be done, obviously. Yeah.
Sorry. Go
Is
ahead.
It easier when you're armed? Yes.
Yeah, but I'd rather the info war. No Lock. Finish your point. Go ahead.
No, so I believe that the Irish can and will retake their country. My point is saying that they have a different threat over there in the sense that they literally have a conquering force in there that is destroying their – that is literally destroying their
country. They're further into the being overrun.
Much further. We have a total – we have a total different issue going on over here. They don't have
– I don't agree with that. We are being invaded also.
Yeah, but let me explain my point in the sense that if we ever had the issue that Ireland is dealing with, it's not going to fly. It may fly in New York. It ain't going to fly in Texas. It's not going to fly in Florida. And I don't want it to get there, but I'm a little more comfortable in that we have a much more resistance to that type of tyranny.
No, I hear you. Well, you said 10 minutes with you. We got to move on. Thanks for holding. I appreciate you.
It's already happening in Texas right now. Look what's happening in Dallas, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. You've got an invasion by the Indians, dot, not feather, and you got an invasion by the Muslims. They are taking over. It's a slower version of what's happening in Ireland, but not much slower.
And let's be clear, right here. The Indians, not against them as people, but they're tribal. They only hire their own people. They take over. In our open society, it will destroy us at this level. And the Muslims are even worse. It's just a fact. All right, let's go ahead and go to the next caller who's been holding the longest here. David in California, thanks for holding. You're a real trooper. You're on the air with Stuart Rhodes. Go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Welcome and thanks for holding.
Thank you. Alex, like you, I'm a very good researcher, and I always show the proof when I say something. So I'm going to give this now, and then I will say some things about it. TASA stands for the American State Assemblies. So that's TASA.AmericanStateNationals.org. It's a Federation of States, which is the Union of States educational website. Another one is ClaimYourInheritance.info, which condenses the information for those who can be overwhelmed by too much at first. And then there's Paul Stramer, PaulStramer.net, who publishes all of the international public notices put out by the Federation of States. So my political status is Californian because the 50 states are sovereign nations and our identity is actually associated with the state we were born on. The states joined together in a union and hired foreign subcontractors to provide us with limited governmental services and were placed in Washington, D.C. to carry out their contracts or Constitution.
By the way, I'm not saying this is all patriot mythology. A lot of part of this is true, but where are you going with this?
Well, let me finish this out. It's only a couple minutes, and then you'll know. I'm not a federal citizen. The only way to run this country is as Americans telling these federal subcontractors what to do.
Do you know what force majeure is? Or force? I mean, literally, this is tyranny. And there is different corporations and stuff. Some of that's true, but they don't care.
Okay, well, they don't. You know why they don't listen to us? Because Britain tricked us into changing our political status from that as an American state national to a federal citizen, which took away our American political status and left us with no standing.
No, you're right, and that's the amendment 1913 to have the senators not be appointed by the legislature and go up there. And I mean, all that's true, so what do we do?
Okay, yeah, I'm going to tell you here. So we don't have anything to say about America's governance because of that problem. So the 50 states are in session now and are constantly infiltrated by the FBI because the real American government is the globalist biggest enemy. We kick them out when discovered, and they never arrest us because we have the standing as the real American government.
But see, you talk about this hypothetical stuff when we can't even get the public to rediscover the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Stuart, you want to comment to this guy?
The thing is,
I was telling you as a foreign political prisoner, I don't believe there was any way for me to get out of prison by evoking the right, whatever magic formula in paper. And I know Paul Stramer. He used to be our communications guy for Oath Keepers in Montana, a good man. But no, I don't believe in any kind of paper, a legalistic solution. Like
it's
Alex
true they
say.
Put false corporate maritime law, administrative law over us. But then a lot of the stuff, theories, are not even real information. The point is they don't follow that. It's the rule of the gun. Right, Stuart?
Yeah, they're not going to let you out because a federal judge won't let you out. He doesn't give a damn what arguments you make. Those
yeah, these Article 3 judges ignore the president. You think they're going to listen to you? And I just – yeah. I
understand. I mean, if you want to use that as a way to attack the credibility of the corrupt system, fine. But you're not going to get a magic solution – through any kind of legalism. I just don't believe it. Like I said, I went through 3 years of friggin' hell as a political prisoner. I don't believe there's some kind of magic formula. Are you trying to tell me I could have got out of prison if I'd have done it the right way? You know, are you really trying to tell me that?
Man, I've been on air 32 years, involved almost 40, and I just always, they all debate and fight with each other. They all got another secret formula, and a lot of what they say is true about the system being a fraud, but it's all about guns and weapons and ideas. And
it comes down to credibility. It comes down to credibility.
For 800 years, I've trained Jedi. My own counsel, Lockheed. We'll be right back. Plugged for about 90 seconds at the end of the first hour. Didn't plug any last hour. And I'd raise that point. I'd say, oh, no, good, I didn't plug. It's bad I didn't plug. But I didn't want to interrupt that guest. That's how we fund this operation. If I just plugged twice an hour, we've done the math, we'd have plenty of funds around this place. And I can then hire more crew, more stuff, but I don't do it, so we're almost in the red again. So be conscious about this and realize when you fund this operation, you are funding your insurance in the fight against tyranny. and the products really work, because we want to sell you something that is going to be great, that's good for you, that blows you away, so you go, man, that Alex Jones was right again. Not just about what he covers and says, but the products. Our T3 iodine is not instant gratification. It takes about 2 weeks on average for it to kick in. It is the missing link. Most people are iodine deficient. The iodine that's in the environment, most of it's bound, meaning it's not atomic. It's not pure on the periodic table. It is bound to a whole bunch of other stuff, and you don't absorb it properly. This is atomic iodine. It does everything. Now, again, you die without oxygen in 4 minutes. Everybody knows this. 4 minutes without oxygen, the average person's dead. Some people quicker. Without water, you die in about 4 days. Out in the desert today, most people die in about 45 days without food. Now, why is that? Because the food has the vitamins and minerals in it. And I know I'm talking to you like you're 5 years old. I know most of you get this, but for others that don't, iodine, you can look it up, is one of the essential elements that without iodine, you die. Now, in the 1920s, they noticed about a 15-20 point IQ reduction, particularly in the Midwest, and massive spikes nationwide of child deformities, birth defects. And they did a bunch of big government studies and found that people that lived on coastal cities and that ate a lot of fish had higher IQs and basically almost no deformities. And they went, oh, it's the iodine. So they started putting a cheap form that's bound, but you still get some of it, but sodium fluoride, I think it's the one, in the salts. When I was a kid, it still said Morton salts, iodine added. You know, the little girl with the umbrella, and it says when it rains, it pours. This is the super version of that. Just a few drops a day. It takes 2 weeks on average to kick in for the average person. And your skin, your stamina, your libido. I remember, like, gosh, time flies, like 18 years ago or something, I met Dr. Edward Grubb, really smart guy, total visionary. And he said, listen, you need to start taking atomic iodine. And he'd come out with the only one. And he said, you should sell this private label. And I said, okay. He said, you know, you got some of those sunspots on your face. And I was like 38 then or so. And I didn't have bad skin, but I did have some sunspots, brown spots and stuff that weren't freckles. You know, I call them liver spots. And he said, all this other stuff will happen, your libido, everything. He goes, it's about 2 weeks for it to kick in. And right at about the 2 week mark of the average person, you'll kind of feel crappy for a day or two. It's not like you have a cold or the flu, but you feel kind of groggy and tired. That's when it shifts in the cells, the mitochondria. And then a lot of toxins will get pushed out. You might even break out or something. But he said, after that, you'll feel incredible. 2 weeks later, I go, man, I feel like crap today. I have no energy. Lasts about a day. And then when I woke up the next day after feeling sick the day before, it was like I'd been carrying, you know, one of my kids on my shoulders. I'd carry them until they were like 5 or 6. Sometimes it'd be exhausting, but you take them off your shoulders, it feels so good. That's what it felt like. You're insane if you don't get this, and it funds our operation. And I only sell stuff that works, but it's not instant gratification. 2 weeks. Now be careful with it. Talk to your physician before, because if you've got some different thyroid issues, it can cause problems. In most cases, it helps, but you talk to your physicians. This isn't a game. And so a small percentage of people that can do some weird stuff. So be careful. This isn't, I'm not selling placebo here. I only sell stuff that kick you like a mule in a good way. Be conscious about this and realize when you fund this operation, you are funding your insurance in the fight against tyranny.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Yeah, Naval Intelligence set up Q. I'll be exposing it tomorrow. Not bad. I just want everybody to know the truth. You want tomorrow's news today? You're going to get it right here at AlexJonesLive.com. And this song says it all for the sovereign citizen movement. Much of what you say is true. And because you don't comply, you get left alone. But don't think you got the magic keys up against the tyranny. Because at the end of the day, it's all about will. It's all about musket balls. It's all about swords. It's all about will. And if you just hide out and file paperwork, we ain't going nowhere. We got to do it all. What are you going to do when you're staring at a mic like a gun in your grill?
Rocking the
100%. It's like Russian roulette when you're placing your bet. So don't be upset when you're broke and you're done, cause I'ma be the one till I jet. I'ma be the one till I jet. I know why you wanna hate me.
I know why you wanna hate me. I want to tell my enemies something, because they always threaten me on a routine basis, different ways. You know we're the mafia. You know we can kill you. You know we're going to eat bank you. You know we're going to keep coming after you. And I'm like, why do you think I signed up for this fight, bitch? 30-plus years ago, I'm ready to die for this. I expect to already be dead. I don't want to die, but I'm committed. So all your threats mean nothing, as if I didn't already know. As if I didn't know who you are. Listen to it. I can only bet on humanity, because God made us. And the Holy Spirit makes me feel good when I fight you. And I do it because it makes me feel good.
Does anybody really know the secret?
Makes you feel strong. Makes you feel completed.
It's kinda sad when you don't know.
I'm on a drug. It's called freedom. I'm an addict.
I'm an idiot, a loser.
A microphone abuser.
I analyze every second I exist. Beating up my mind every second with my fist. And everybody wanna run. From the sack, and there ain't nothing I can do. Cause life is a lesson, you learn it when you're through. I know why you wanna hate.
Life's a lesson, you learn it when you're through. It's all a big test. Stuart Rhodes, not bashing the sovereign citizen guy, because a lot of the information is true, but the fact that they think it's all working for them until it doesn't is because they've stayed off the radar. With AI coming in, that's not the case, is it?
Well, like I said, I know Paul Stramer. He's a good man. He was our communications man for Oath Keepers National when I lived in Montana. Great guy. But yeah, I just don't believe in legalistic or paper solutions. It's just not going to happen. And so yes, when you wind up in prison, you're not going to be able to get out of there through some kind of magic evocation of the right status. It's just not going to happen. So that's, you know, just sad but true. But like I said, credibility is a coin of the realm. You can attack their credibility, and I think more of you do that with real stuff, the better. And I'm not the one to say that they're not right about some things, but you use that to attack the credibility of the corrupt system. But then you got to give people an actual solution to get out of it, and you're not going to get through paper solutions.
This won't happen today because the show's over in 22 minutes. And then Rex Jones, my son, because Harrison's on vacation, did a great Joe Kent interview last week. He's coming in to host, so look for that today on the War Room. Please join us for that. Find the feeds at Real Hawk Jones on X, rumble.com/FJonesShowLive. Look, it's all about ideology. It's all about educating the public. Thomas Jefferson said, if you educate the public about liberty and freedom, tyranny will vanish like phantoms at dawn, or the mist at dawn. Phantoms of the mist at dawn. It's the exact quote, I think. And that's all I'm saying. I'm not poo-pooing the sovereign citizens. They just always harp on that and say you shouldn't do anything else but that, and I just know too much about it. I've studied it, I've watched it, I've seen it unfold. But we I don't think we'll get the Irish calls because the phones were loaded, but tomorrow I will start out with phone calls from Ireland, from England, from Scotland on the big awakening that's happening there. Let's go back to phone calls here. Holding the longest would be Will in Wisconsin. On Google releasing, it was 32 million, now it's 64 million GMO mosquitoes. Can't wait to get Stuart's take on this. Will in Wisconsin, thanks for calling.
Hey, just a quick comment on what you were talking about before with Belfast and here in America. I think it's just part of what we discussed before, the rewilding after we've been so domesticated, and it's a process. But regarding the mosquitoes, I don't know, did you see the method for these Google gay mosquitoes on how they're, what they're putting in the mosquitoes? Did you see what they're putting in?
Yeah, they put a bacteria that sterilizes basically anything it comes in contact with. And I didn't want to report this yet, but I'm doing studies right now, looking at all the studies on if this mosquito bites you and puts the bacteria into you, does it reduce fertility in mammals?
Exactly. Yeah, I thought that was an important point, that like the male mosquito has this sterilizing bacteria, then it gives it to the female, and they haven't said like, okay, the females are the ones that do the biting. If that's going to then transfer over to humans or animals.
Well, it does, because the proboscis injects
exactly,
about a third as much blood as they suck of the enzyme that liquefies the platelets, and so a lot of what the mosquito puts in you stays in you. So the mosquito is a perfect vector to deliver bioweapons. That's certified. Go ahead.
Yep. And you were talking about that with the saliva they inject in. It's probably going to have the bacteria in it, you know, and it's part of the greater attack on the U.S. But a quick question for you and Stuart, and it's kind of a meta question, but I think it's very important because it's overarching, which is, can you explain like a brief step-by-step process on how to fight against evil and lay siege on the devil and fight back?
I would say first call on God to lead, God, and direct you, because we can't do this without God. God is everything. First, just pray to God to lead, God, and direct you, and just to give you the steps you need to do. It'll start small in my experience, and then if you have success, build on it. Stuart, what is the process of someone that wants to get engaged? That's a big question.
Well, I think we have to go back to, you know, Christ said, truth will set you free. And also something that Alexander Solzhenitsyn said. He said in the Gulag Archipelago and afterwards, he said, and, you know, he wrote an essay on it called Live Not by Lies. The most important thing is to not participate in lies. That's why I refused to participate in a lie by taking a plea deal when I was a political prisoner. We all have to draw that line in the sand that you will not participate in a lie. Like, I can't participate in a lie that somehow, as a Christian, I'm obligated to do whatever the Israeli government wants. That's a friggin' lie. And I have a responsibility to call it out, no matter what it might cost me. That's the first step, is do not participate in lies. Then the next step is...
And by
is
the way, you prove that, because I know they came to a bunch of people, they knew you wouldn't do it, but they went to Enrique, everybody, and said, just say Trump sent you and we'll let you out. I mean, you are literally a hero, I'm not kissing your ass, that literally did not... You were facing decades in prison. You told them, F you. That's incredible, Stuart. You're battle-hardened. You're proven. You're tested.
Well, not just me, my co-defendants also, and like with the Proud Boys, Ricky Tarrio, Joe Biggs.
Yeah, I noticed they couldn't get one of you guys to turn. That is, congratulations.
Well, there were some that did. We had two Oath Keepers that took a deal. You know, Josh James and Todd Wilson. They dishonored themselves. Two combat vets. So, but my point is that every person has to make that decision. You have got to recommit yourself that I'm not going to live by lies.
What was it like in those horrible jail cells? I know you probably never even questioned it, but what was it like when you were making the decision? Because I remember you got a few calls in, they banned you from the air. When you were like, we're going to win, Trump's going to get back in, I'll be released. You predicted it all.
Right. Well, I mean, I made a decision early on that there's no way, because I, as a military veteran, I saw myself as a political, as a prisoner of war by the domestic enemies of the Constitution. So I was not going to cooperate with the enemy. So, but they were trying to, that's why they put us in solitary confinement. I was in there for about a year and a half. They're trying to coerce us into going along with a lie. Like
I was in solitary for 1 week for a guy attacking me and put me in the hospital. It was horrible. How did you, a year and a half, people don't know, that is serious torture.
Well, like I said, I have the reference point of being a veteran and also from a military family. I also knew that this was nothing compared to what, you know, my grandfather went through, or my great uncles who fought in World War II across the Pacific. So I knew whatever I'm going through ain't crap compared to what they went through or what other POWs went through throughout the history of this country. And so I kept myself from feeling sorry for myself. And also as a Christian, I kept the story of Joseph in mind. You know, being sold into slavery by his brothers and being persecuted and falsely accused by his master's wife and thrown in prison. That in the end, what man means for evil, God will use for good. So I think that's what helped me. But you have to have a decision in your head. That was Alexander Solzhenitsyn's point in his essay. And you can find it online. It's only 2 pages long. Live not by lies. He said, that's the first line of resistance. Don't participate in a lie. The lie is being told at a meeting you're at, get up and walk out, because your participation helps let the lie live on. Like Ron Paul said, you know, truth is treason in an empire of lies. So you must speak the truth, even if it costs you. They will consider you a traitor. That's why Thomas Massie was demonized by President Trump and turned against him, because he was speaking the truth. That President Trump has walked away from his own campaign promises. So it wasn't Massie that became a traitor. Frankly, President Trump is the one who went back on his promises, not Thomas Massie. So as an example, so each one of us has to make that decision to not participate in lies. And then the next one is to speak the truth. You know the truth. You must speak it. You must, whatever it might cost you, you've got to stand up and speak it out.
Beautifully said. Let's take a few final calls. You got to come back soon. By the way, Harrison's out for a week, and Rex is going to do a great job, so is Rob Dew. But I would love, since we got a hold of you, you're usually very easy to get a hold of, ever asked you in a break where you've been at, we'd love for you to come down to Austin and host one of the shows the next week, maybe even my show.
Let's do it.
Because I got a lot of legal stuff to do behind the scenes. We're having some victories. I don't want to get into that yet. Fantastic. But let me put the Alexander Solzhenitsyn quote up. Thank you. We'll do it. We'll talk then before the show ends. Let's put up on screen Alexander Solzhenitsyn. It's in the Ural Archipelago. You got to read the whole book. The rules are simple. They lie to us. We know they're lying. They know they're lying, but they keep lying to us. We keep pretending to believe them. Now, that's a shorter quote, guys. I want the full quote because it's this game they play. They know it's a lie. They know we know, but they're acting like it's real for everybody else that's watching.
Right. And if you submit to that and repeat the lie and recognize it as being real when you know it's not, you are helping it live on.
Here's a full quote. We know that they are lying. They know they are lying. They even know that we know they are lying. We also know that they know that they know they are lying too. They, of course, know that we are certainly know that they know we know they are lying too as well, but they are still lying. In our country, the lie has become not just moral category, but the pillar of industry of the country. Let's go to another caller. Who's been on the longest here? Chris in Washington. You're on the air with Stuart Rhodes, founder of the Oathkeepers. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. The Constitution spells it out, but it doesn't tell us how. We've got the midterms coming up. There's just enough time between now and the midterms to promote a no-confidence vote. Okay? Too big to rig. Okay, we'll trade Trump, throw him out in order to get the Democrats to vote no confidence. We're sick of this corrupt government. This midterm, okay, we promote no confidence vote. Everybody votes no confidence. Trump gets fired. His corrupt cabinet gets kicked to the curb. Vance has got 3 months to redo the elections with no, what do you call it?
I noticed there's themes. I'm not putting you down, but like callers with like kind of magic stuff. If you do it right, no confidence in a ballot. Oh, explain it to me. No confidence in a ballot. They just ignore that vote. How does this work?
Okay. If they ignore the vote, they get violence. That's clear as day. That's written in the Constitution.
Oh, explain to me what a no confidence vote means. I'm just trying to understand this.
Okay, the no-confidence vote means the government's infected, it's corrupted, it's not serving we, the people, okay? Trump's infected, he's not coming back, okay?
I'm missing this. So you vote that, and then you don't get a Republican vote? I think you should look at each candidate and support good Republican candidates. I don't agree with Nick Fuentes, vote Democrat. Or what are you saying?
Slow down, okay? It's too big to rig. Okay? Everybody is sick of this. Everybody who votes, it should be easy. You say to the Democrats, we'll fire Trump right away if you vote no confidence. No confidence means you don't vote for anybody else. You vote for no confidence. No confidence will fire Trump, kick his crooked cabinet to the curb, and all of Congress. They're all.
Thanks for the call. People are really pissed off that we're getting some of these interesting magic callers today. Stuart, I don't really mean to the guy, but he couldn't. What is this?
I think what he's trying to say is he wants Trump impeached and removed from office.
So then you vote Democrat. That's Nick Fuentes' view. So the no confidence vote is right. Democrats. Well, then war game that.
No, then you get J.D. Vance, and he's Peter Thiel's boy. So that's from the frying pan into the fire. I don't trust J.D. Vance at all. I don't, and he speaks, he's smart. He'll go and pray at the church at the sepulcher there in Jerusalem. But in the past, he kissed the wall too. I don't trust him either. I just don't. And I know that Peter Thiel was his mentor. That's who created him and crafted him and put him in the Senate. So no, I don't trust J.D. Vance at all.
Well,
so
Stuart, what you should do is, it's not a stunt. It's true. And I had family in the Texas Revolution. You and I should go to the Alamo, shoot a video, and we should kiss the wall there. About sacrifice. Amen. For a greater ideal.
Go pray there. I went and prayed at the wall. You can't touch it because it's an old limestone wall. Out of respect for it, I didn't touch it. But I did pray at the wall. But yeah, let's go do that, Alex. We should do that. I believe every American should do that, whether it's Independence Hall or Lexington Green. Go find an American landmark that means something to us, to this country, and our Christian heritage and go show your loyalty by going there and saying a prayer for this country. Don't go to some foreign country. It's a barracks wall for the Romans anyway. It wasn't even part of the original temple. Like Christ said, not one stone will be standing on upon another. That temple's gone. So what are you going to pray at?
Yeah, another thing is Israel. It's just, why is that the new thing? I agree. People should go, they're not stop us. We'll go right up to the Alamo. You know, they didn't allow any political speeches. It was just a warehouse before. Daughters of Republic of Texas took it over in the 50s. They reopened it as a shrine, and no one had a political rally there until whoever the Texas administration was. They said, we're having a rally, and invited me there. First political speech at the Alamo since it got destroyed by the Mexicans. That was cool to be there. And so we should go down there, and we should, you know, pray for the future and the spirit of Texas and America to come back into America and just try to reconnect with Colonel Travis and Jim Bowie and the rest of the folks that Davy Crockett that died there. Kevin in West Virginia, you're there with Stuart Rhodes. Go ahead.
Hey, fellas, you guys were talking about something going on with the election system. You know, Massey lost, Graham won. You know, I think I've figured it out. You know, the main reason we went into Venezuela, I think, is because of the source code that Gary Burns broke to the White House about the entire election fraud system. And I think that's why Ben Shapiro, Mark Levin said that they are MAGA now, because they made the announcement that they have the source code. And the elections...
Well, let me just say I agree with you. I was talking to the crew this morning, and it goes, it looks like the Trump admin isn't going to stop the election fraud. They're now going to use the keys to it for themselves. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I think. I think it's why Thomas Massey lost $30 million spent. I think that's...
Well, I mean, the polls all showed Lynch 4 points behind, and then he wins by 20-plus. Stuart, what do you make of this South Carolina Senate race, primary race?
Well, I think it's once again an indication. I mean, look at the governor race here in Texas. There's no way Doc Pete Chambers only got, what, 10% of the vote? That's just nonsense. So I think the corrupt system wants it this way. It's this way because they want it this way. Mass mail imbalance is one massive problem, but so are the machines. Any machine can be corrupt. It's been,
and by the way,
over
I haven't even
again.
Mentioned this yet. Colony Ridge sued me when I only covered Ken Paxton's report and what they settled to. They sued me and Doc Chambers for that interview. Did you know that?
Yes, I know. Right. So hopefully Doc and you guys can both use that for that discovery to expose the truth about them. So yeah, the machine loves it the way it is. This is the problem that people have to realize. We have a corrupt system. 99% of them are corrupt and sold out. They're traitors to our country on both sides. And so we have to just recognize reality. And the only place you're going to be able to win is with paper ballots at the local county level. Like I think here in Texas, we have several counties that are fighting to get paper ballots. A couple have been so successful. I think Gillespie County is one of them that actually has paper ballots. So that's the actual fight. If you don't have
that's right.
Balance,
it's a process. We don't win the first time. It's battle after battle, but we are overall turning the tide. Lee in Kansas. Right. Thank you, Kevin. Lee in Kansas, last caller. Go ahead, Lee.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My question is for Stuart. Stuart, I used to work for the government, and I know the fact that the Democratic National Committee set you guys up because I was there as they planned it in New Hampshire. So what I'd like to know is your thoughts on the fact that you guys were set up. They were they put in all of those federal agents to act as agitators for the crowd. It got you guys all riled up and sent everybody towards
I
the
was
Capitol.
There. I said it was like a setup. I said it was a setup during it.
Yeah, no, beyond a doubt. Go ahead.
No, my question is how do you feel about that? You know, that A political party is setting up the Americans in such a way. They planned this out over a 3-day event, and I even tried to talk some reason into them and was punished for my efforts.
Well, tell us more about this. What were they saying behind the scenes?
That they were setting this up to draw away a lot of attention from all of the rioting that was going on in other places like Minneapolis, and they wanted to cover the fact that they were rigging the election.
Well, Pelosi's daughter on video bragged in her documentary that they were doing that.
Who were you working for, if you don't mind me asking?
What position did you hold? For the Navy at the time.
Man, I would love to, I'm sure Alex agrees, we'd love to talk to you off air after this, for sure.
Yeah, Stuart, how does Lee email you?
You can email me at my personal email, you can go to realstuartrhodes @gmail.com. Email me there.
Realstuartrhodes @gmail.com. Got it.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
We're almost out of time, but how obvious were they? Because we know they sent feds in. I was there that day.
Oh, yeah. Sure. No, I mean, it was a massive entrapment operation. You had a legitimate righteous protest against a stolen election. Like you said, they pulled a coup. They were committing, gross insurrection all over the country. But to distract from what they were doing, they created their Reichstag fire moment. They manipulated people to go into the Capitol that were unwitting, didn't realize with how they're being used, and people just walking in with cops, high-fiving and shaking their hands, and later they're all indicted. He's exactly right. So there were provocateurs. We now know that. We need to push on that. We need to push that thread. The FBI needs to be pressured. I think you have to tell the traitor, but pressure them to release as much information as we can possibly get out about how they were involved. It's not just the Democrats. It's the deep state. It's the CIA. It's the FBI. It is the deep state in both parties. That's who set us up on January the 6th. But he's right. It was a setup.
But I want to go back to the caller, and then you got Stuart's email. I mean, were they very specific, or were they just say, we're about to set them up, or what did they say?
Oh, no. They knew they were setting this all up, and it was to create a scene. They wanted to make it so bad that they had all of this evidence and ammunition to take all of these people, like Stuart Rhodes, arrest them, prosecute them, and throw them behind bars for as long as they could.
All right, well, contact Stuart. Like, sure.
You need to really look into Ray Epps.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
You need to look into Ray Epps. He may have testified in front of Congress, but he was never arrested, and there is a ton of evidence, even online, that he was in.
And they did a fake indictment. Thanks for the call. We're out of time. Stuart, oakkeepers.info. We'll talk to you soon. I'm going to call you later about the times, whenever you want to come down here to Austin. We'll give you some times. We'll call you the next 30 minutes. God bless you.
God bless you, brother. God bless you. Take care.
All right. Thank you. My son, Rex Jones, been on air here off and on since he was 10 years old. He's 23 now. He's about to take over to the War Room while Harris is on vacation. Big guest analysis, you name it. Neocon, Triumph in South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, Vector, and what it means for the rest of us. The war that never stopped started again. Iran war explodes, taking calls from both South Carolina and the UK, as well as people in the Middle East, to get a geopolitical view, which the phones will be open now for the UK, so get ready. Special guest, congressional candidate Jose Vega. Look for that with Rex Jones, my only son, firstborn. He's about to take over right now. And remember, the very best supplements, the best water filtration systems, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, at thealexjonesstore.com. We're funded by you. This dog hunts because of you. They had a limited run of the highest quality gravity fit filter, the best stainless steel, the best filter. It's selling out today. You can pre-order for the rest. More is coming in 2 weeks. This is amazing. It's so important for your family and your health, and it funds the operation. Get your 3-gallon tank stainless steel water filtration, highest quality right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And live four, 50% off. Big sales about to end. These are about to sell out right now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for your support. Whatever you do, share the live feeds now. For all shows on X and rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive.
And at midnight, Alex Jones was thrown out and locked out of his InfoWars studio along with his crew after the 8-year-long legal battle trying to shut him down and censor him is coming to a close. And liberal media are celebrating with headlines like this. The lights go out at Alex Jones InfoWars, and InfoWars.com, the domain name, now has a message that just says off air. But these people don't know anything about Alex Jones, because if you just go to AlexJonesLive.com, the website looks very similar to the old InfoWars website. And look at there! There is a live feed of his show, the Alex Jones Show, now just not using the InfoWars name, where he is continuing. It hasn't missed a beat. If you go to the Apple App Store and the Android App Store and search for AJN Live, you can download the new Alex Jones Live app, where you can still listen to his show streamed live on your phone. Or you can just find and follow Alex Jones on Twitter, X, where he still has 4.5 million followers, because despite the lawyers' attempts to try to take his personal account, they failed, And you can see there the live icon around his profile photo shows that he is live streaming the show there on repeat 24/7.
There is a war raging for the future of humanity. We have opened a new front at alexjoneslive.com. They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back, stronger, louder, unbroken. Find the feeds. Hear the broadcast. Share the signal. AlexJonesLive.com. The coordinates of freedom.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.